You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Okay, mic check. Ka-check. A-chew. A-chew. One-chew. Yep, that seems to be working okay. Well. What can I say? Just well. History never repeats, huh? My goodness. Like, it just seemed like yesterday when I was in New Zealand and I was talking to Ab about France and the Bataclan and the silly bombing outside the football stadium and the ISIS terrorists shooting up cafes and like, here we go. We've got Inspector Clouseau, as our old mate Tommy Dalfres calls him, Holland, saying, "Oh, we're going to need another three months of lockdown in France." These friggin' people, like, how's that helping? How's the gendarme and their intelligence services helping to stop terrorism if terrorism still keeps going on? Like, a guy can just, you know, easily just drive a truck in and mow down 77 people or whatever the number is. I don't care because it's all folk. It's all fake, phony show, fake terrorism. Nothing changes. Anyway, let's just test my music and history never repeats. Split Ends got this wrong. Fakeologist.com.
History never repeats. Tell myself before I go to sleep. Don't say the words you might regret. I lost before, you know I can't forget. There was a girl I used to know. She dealt my love a savage blow. I was so young, too blind to see. But anyway, that's history. I say history never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. Don't say the words you might regret. I lost before, you know I can't forget. You say I always play the fool. I can go on if that's the rule. Better to jump than hesitate. I need a change and I can't wait. History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. There's a light shining in the dark, leading me on towards a change of heart. History never repeats. History never repeats. Deep in the night, all so clear. I lie awake with great ideas, lurking about in no man's land. I think at last I understand. History never repeats. I tell myself before I go to sleep. There's a light shining in the dark, leading me on towards a change of heart. Never repeat.
Yeah, fakeologist.com. Thank you. Split ends. History never repeats. I think one of the amusing things that Tybo Error told me last week was one of his mates, he is so predictable. If Tybo acts in a certain way, he knows how his mate's going to react. And I thought that was telling, certainly in respect to when it comes to psyops. You just know the usual characters are going to say what they're going to say before they even say it. So, yeah, this niece terror attack, the truckload of bullshit. You have obviously your Hollands and your Obamas and your Clintons and your Trump's going to come out and say, yes, oh, rah, rah, this, that, and the other. It's true. It happened. And, of course, in your next level down in your mainstream TV with your Geraldo Rivera's and your Sean Hannity's and your Pooper Scooper, Anderson Cooper are all going to say it's real. They're not going to question a damn thing. They're just going to read off the auto cue and give you the same old bullshit. And then next level down, then you've got your Alex Jones. Yes, that's a false flag and the government did it and people really died. And then you've got your Young Turks who are going to say it's of course, it's all real and then drop a few F-bombs and into the mix to say, oh, we're alternative. Listen to us, young people. You're going to get the truth. And you get your Stefan Molyneux are going to say the same thing as the mainstream media and what pisses me off about, you know, the Nice terror attacks. Actually, I might play a little bit of this fucking bald, narcissistic scumbag. He's got his big, fat, bald fucking face right up to the screen. And he pulls the most ridiculous faces. He's just the most ridiculous human being. Stefan Molyneux, go fuck yourself. Let's have a listen.
Do you ever feel like you're living the same day over and over and over again, like you're trapped in some revolving door that's sealed and filling from the bottom up with blood and bone and gristle and children's dolls, and you're going to drown? I do. A gun and truck terror attack in Nice, Paris, has left, at the time of this recording, 77 dead, 150 wounded. I'm sure that the number of dead will rise. A man or men drove down a road into a family event where people had gathered to watch the fireworks on Bastille Day, and he gunned it into the crowd, driving over children, driving over mothers, driving over families, reducing them to disassembled wetware, staining the entire road. Pursuing people who are trying to get away. Grand theft, arsehole on the loose.
What's the point of this guy, do you think? What's the point? What's the point of his whole YouTube channel? He's just giving the same as the mainstream media, and exactly the same. What is the point of Stefan Molyneux? What is the point of your worthless, bald life? I know that's an ad hominem attack, but yes, he gets his big, fat, bald face right up next to the camera, pulls stupid faces, and gives us what we're getting from Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, ABC in Australia, and 7 and 10. What is the point of your worthless existence if you're not going to question anything, Stefan Molyneux? You're not questioning anything. You're just hyping it up and going on like an absolute fruitcake. It just astonishes me that you get the views that you get. 100,000, 200,000 per video. Who's watching you? They need to grow a brain. You need to start telling the truth, and your viewers need to start growing a brain. Anyway, Stefan Molyneux. Fuck you, Stefan Molyneux. Fakeologist.com. And look, let's... the police. When are they going to start... I'm talking police in general. I'm talking at all levels here. If they say that they're doing their jobs, why can't they stop this sort of thing? I'll tell you why. Because that whole area was roped off. It was probably filmed like a movie. And if you saw all the footage of people running down the street of an invisible truck, I couldn't see a truck in all that footage. There was one piece of footage where you saw the truck go in front, but there were a whole bunch of people. You couldn't see a damn thing. And I said this to PK. I said, you watch what smartphone footage we get from this. Absolutely zero. Everything was blurry. Everything was crap. And not that I want to watch a snuff film where people get mown down, but the way that CNN and Fox are saying viewer discretion advised, you know, there's this is going to be terrible. And of course, we don't see diddly squat. It's all the same shit that we got in the Pulse nightclub where that woman was in the bathroom and she goes, it's just rubbish. It's just rubbish. It's just shitty stories to frighten people and allowing governments to, I don't know, impose martial law. And I'm not, there's no fear here. I'm not into fear-based stuff where I'm going to start saying that it's the end of the world is nigh. Actually, I pulled, if you haven't heard, I was on John Le Bon's analysis of this with his mate Sam and PK, and I was a little bit rude, but have a listen.
Hey Sam, thanks heaps for your time, dude. Any final thoughts?
No, it's been a pleasure, and thank you very much for having me, and thank you for everyone who's been listening to it.
No worries, man. Well, good luck. We'll chat off the air later on. But thanks again, Sam. And PK, thanks to you as well, mate. I've just been joined by another guest, so you can either stick around to say hello to the guest or you can take off now. Up to you.
See you, Peter.
See you, Sam. See you, John.
Bye.
There you guys. Well, the timing couldn't have been better because I have been joined by one of the veteran fakeologists in this scene, and he goes by the name Lord Rollo. He's coming to us live from Newcastle. Rollo, can you hear me?
Jono, how you doing, mate?
Very well, thanks, mate. And it's just a little bit after midday here, Brisbane time. You're in the same time zone as us, Dan.
Absolutely.
Newcastle, New South Wales. What is your take on this event so far?
Yep, the 77. I'm not huge into magic numbers either, but I've been watching it ever since I got the tip this morning that this was going down. The only reason I wanted to call in was I was a bit disappointed by the fear-mongering. I thought, I'm sorry to say that, the PK was spewing there.
Lord Rollo, I'm still here.
Sorry, mate. Look,
I'm not fear-mongering. Look, this is just an opinion I've got and I've had for a while that something's going to happen in America, and that's all it is.
All right. Okay,
fear. Look, every single Australian, don't fear. There's no terrorism here. It's all absolute hogwash. But, you know, look, something's going to happen in America. That's all I'm saying. It's just an opinion. I'm not fear-mongering at all.
Well, I thought you were a little bit. Now, look, if they were going to put us in FEMA, they wouldn't have to set up FEMA camps. Have you seen schools lately and the fences that they've got on them? They could just round us up and put them in those, maybe, if that was going to happen. But I don't think that's anything going to happen here. But you might be right. They are trying to look. I just heard Hillary Clinton, and they're all in on the act. This is a hoax. I didn't see that track zigzagging. What? And you're right. Why was that footage so shitty? Why do we always get such shitty footage? Because they don't want us to see anything. They just want us to believe the story. And this just stinks to high heaven. It really does. And why they're pumping them out. Sorry.
Go ahead. Just one thing. This event, there's no need for security camera. I mean, there is. We'll never see it. But they'll say, well, you know, it was outside, so there won't be any CCTV footage. And what we've seen is about all we're going to see. And it's easy to fake something like this at nighttime without any footage. You just got to believe the shit they're going to put out there. This was an easy one, really. This was an easy one as compared to other ones where shootings were done inside, like Orlando Pulse Club, where we're still waiting for footage. We'll see it eventually, some fake shit that they're going to come out with. But this was just a...
Exactly, PK. And because this is outside, everybody's got a smartphone these days. You watch and see how much smartphone footage we get of the... we've got all those pretty pictures that Jono was showing earlier of like people covered in towels or bed sheets. But will we get any smartphone footage from there. I bet you we don't.
Yeah, I'll bet you too. You're right, exactly. The footage is exactly what they want us to see. It's always blurry. It just gives the impression that there's something going on there. There's people injured or dying. And we don't need to see it clearly, because if we saw it clearly, you know, we'd see what a lot of bullshit it is. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, good on you, PK.
Cheers, mate.
Good to hear from you, Ron.
You're on.
So, Rollicking Rollo, you and me, to round out the show. He might spend a bit of time just having a bit of an open chat, I guess, about all of these topics. And, Rollo, I think we're at the stage where a lot of people, they've worked out that a lot of these events are fake, but they still seem to want to believe in things like, you know, the Syrian government being a rebel government and all this kind of stuff. And I guess sometimes it's easy to forget how quickly you can sort of move through the phases. It's almost like there's phases that are set up for us. You start off with your zero hedge or your storm clouds gathering, and you believe in a lot of like the Wesley Clark stuff, but eventually you realize this is all just stories on our TV screen. Why would we believe any of it? No Rollo.
I had you going on in the other room. Could you just repeat that?
Like when you first get into all of this, it's easy to believe that some of these media events are fake.
Yeah.
To still be working from the framework of each country is run by its own government, or maybe a lot of countries are run by one group, but a lot of other countries are run by another group who are separate and all this kind of nonsense. But before long, you should eventually work out, hold on, these countries are all run by the same people and all of their governments are puppets. And all of this is just theater for the masses, surely.
Absolutely. And I've said that since 9/11. Not one other country, once we worked out that 9/11 was basically the biggest hoax of my time, that did you see any other? I only heard of one Melbourne politician bring it up, that there might be some questions, but no other country's leaders, like even countries that supposedly don't even like America or even Iran, or like they're all in on it. The elites of all the countries, even the North Koreans, like, do we get anything from North Korea or who are the other bad guys? We just don't get that sort of stuff because they're all in the same club.
Yeah, that's the way it seems. And we've got the internet now. So if Bashar al-Assad was being wrongly attacked by our government, he could just release a video saying, hey, Australians, or hey, Americans, your country's attacking me, but here's what's really going on, right? Now, not everyone would see it, but people like you and me could see it. We could then spread it further, couldn't we? But that never happens. And
yeah.
George Orwell was writing about this 70 years ago, saying they're all run by the same group of people. It's all in their benefit to pretend that they're each other's enemies. But ultimately, these people, they're good friends, really. They all run the show. Like, they're the ones who run the show. We're the masses who watch their nonsense on TV and believe it.
Of course, mate. And look, had elections a few weeks ago, and apparently you've gone out and done some filming of that nonsense. Did my own little protest where I just stood outside the polling booth while those idiots were handing out flyers, and I wanted to say, but my wife wouldn't let me say, that if you just even vote, it's a vote for terrorism. Because I reckon that it doesn't matter, Labor or Liberal, like, you could put a bucket of shit here in Newcastle as a candidate and it would get voted in. Just vote by voting. It doesn't matter which side you vote for. You're voting for this sort of happy horseshit that we're seeing on CNN right now. Breaking news, France truck attacks, kills at least 77. This is the shit you're getting. And it's disgusting me now to the point where I just shake my head and the people going in there, and because we don't even have the right not to vote in Australia now. If you're on the electoral roll, where's the democracy there? Oh, man.
Why would you get frustrated by it, though? Like, okay, so at first, I get it. Like, I went through the same thing.
People still vote. People still vote, and they're voting.
They're under mind control, man. Like, why let it get to you, man? Like, I've never felt, in all the time that I've been into all of this kind of stuff over the last 3 years, whatever it is, I've never felt more relaxed than I feel right now. Like, you go through learning stuff, wanting to share it, understanding most people can't receive that information. Then you start to study, well, how does psychology really work? How does mind control work? How does conditioning work? You start to understand all the people around you are under heavy mind control. you start to understand that you're still under heavy mind control. You've got to deprogram yourself. So you go through all of these steps and you get to a point where you realize if I could help people, I would. And I've tried. And there'll be opportunities in the future that'll come up where I'll try. But for the most part, you can't help these people. They've been subjected to 12, 13 years of conditioning at school, an almost infinite amount of hours on television, newspapers, video games, etc. It wouldn't matter how brilliant your mind was and how correct your information was. You're not going to change these people's minds because their minds are under control. So why worry about it? Why stress about it? It's not your fault that these people are that way. If you could help them, you would. You've tried. Why stress about it?
Yeah, well, I guess I was just listening to your election coverage show that you did with you and Ethan and Lindsay, and I was just shaking my head at the whole, what do you call it, a false dichotomy of this. Something's got to change, but I don't want to fearmonger, and I apologise to PK. I shouldn't have said that so harshly, but...
No, you were right. He was saying that the shit's going to hit the fan. That's what, like, I didn't want to have to, like, pull him up on it live on
air. It just does sound like RV's got into his head a bit, because that sounds like RV talking, not PK, but I like the work that PK does. I have the highest risk for PK and the work that he does, especially on the Sydney siege and the Boston bombing, so... you know, I don't want to say anything bad about the guy, but yeah, that did come across a little bit, Aussie Alex Jones. You said somebody in the chat. Yeah, you were very kind about that. It was me.
Yeah, well, I think you were quite right. He was starting to talk about FEMA camps. I didn't know that PK believes in all this FEMA camp stuff like that. Here's the thing. A lot of people, they believe in television. Then eventually they realize they've got to question television. The last thing you want is for those people to be told, oh, yeah, by the way, you're going into a FEMA camp. Like, yeah, it's spreading fear. Spreading fear is the mainstream media's job. It's the government's job. It's not our job. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you watch,
who's going to be saying this is real, this thing in France? Alex Jones, that bald guy that loves himself. He's always saying the truth about, he'll say the truth about France. I've forgotten his name. No, it just escapes me for the moment. But you'll have Young Turks, all these alternative, they think they're alternative, but no, they're not. They'll just, they'll say the official narrative and you just don't get anywhere with it. Now, Johnny, you started a Patreon thing. Your John LeBond site's going very well. I just hope that, and I'm pretty sure that I know you pretty well now, that you're not going to stop changing the way your opinion, depending on how much you get from your Patreon thing. There we go. That'll be enough of that. Yeah, if you want to go and listen to that whole 4 hours and 24 minutes and 50 seconds of the Bastille Day Terror in France, real or hoax, ? You can go to johnlebond.com. Or John LeBond on YouTube, and listen to it. It's a pretty good breakdown. And when I'm saying there at the end there, because he has started a Patreon thing where people can give him money to help him out. I think that's a good thing. As long we had here in Australia a thing called Cash for Comment. Anyone who lives anywhere outside Australia wouldn't know that. John Laws and Alan Jones would take money, big money, on the side to, and this is proven, that would change their opinions, say on banks or insurance companies or whatever. And they'd be, you know, sticking the boot in to the banks and all of this. And then they would just get bought off. And this is one of the best things that ever happened in Australia. At least that got exposed, that these guys were cash for comment. And it must be going on all over the place. I'm not so naive that I don't think that. But money isn't everything. Money, well, I guess it is if you don't have any and you're stinky, stony broke. But these guys are bloody millionaires. Probably billionaires. Who knows how much money that? I mean, Lawsy's net worth is 1-300-564-652. Give him a call. Call now. Hello. His net worth is well over 100 million. Why is he needing another 500,000 to say the right things about the banks or the right things that the insurance companies want to hear. It's beyond me. It's just some people, it's just too much money is never enough. And then, of course, then you've got people above government, you know, the ones that pull the strings of government where money is no object, the ones that print the money. They're the ones that we should be concerned about, and they're the ones we don't hear about. These scumbags that are just playing both sides and getting this divide and conquer thing happening and getting people angry at one another. And that's why we have countries and borders and things like that. We're okay down here in Australia because we're an island nation. We're an island continent. But where all the you got that all that crap going down in Europe with this Brexit thing and whatnot. I mean, I'm glad that England and or the UK has escaped the clutches of the European Union. All England has to do now is escape the United Kingdom. You know, get out of the Union Jack, the State of the Union, and maybe. Then get rid of this false dichotomy, Westminster bullshit political system that is up the shitter. When Cameron got turfed out, I was the pig fucker himself turfed out. But it's just going to be another pig fucker come in. Oh, dear. Just back to the police and the police in general that are supposed to be keeping us safe and looking after us and making sure that the civilians, they call us civilians. We're not citizens anymore. We're now civilians. And come on, let's see if I can get away with playing this. Fakeologist.com.
Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Gray residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy Motherfucking E.
Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a cell. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the plotter. Thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. When I finish, bring the yellow tape to take off the scene of the slaughter. Still getting small of bread and water. I don't know if they facts or what. Such a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, it can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one. Cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT. Police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath. And when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in LA. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
That was
oh, shit. Now what the fuck you put me on for?
Cause I feel like
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority. Because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping. And a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law. Wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me. But they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh. Because it gives them a head. In my path of police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club so you stand with a fake ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, then we'll go
at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gat, and Red's gonna blast. I'm seeking fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me. Some motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police will make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Yo, man, police, open out. We have a warrant, read these arrests.
Get out and put your hands behind my seat.
What the fuck did I do? What did I do?
Just shut the fuck up and get your motherfucking ass on the floor.
Once you step up to the stand and tell the jury how you feel about this bullshit.
I'm tired of the motherfucking jacket. Sweat my gang while I'm chilling in the shack and shining the light in my face, and for what? Maybe it's because I kick so much, but I get gas. Or maybe because I blast on a stupid ass nigga when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence, cause my identity by itself causes violence to eat with the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun in the badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger.
Stop shitting from old school.
And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keep looking in the mirror. And it's on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling up the eight, he'll be the one that I take out. And then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
Jurious found you guilty of being a redneck, white bread, chicken shit motherfucker.
Wait, that's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want Jack dead!
Get him the fuck out
I
my face!
I want Jack dead!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Ah, yes, NWA, an oldie but a goodie, fakeologist.com. I do like comedy. Here's a great parody of that NWA song. Listen to this.
So, what day is it today, Jasper?
Tuesday.
Wrong. It's NWA day.
No, absolutely not.
It's all right, I've got it under control.
Have the police coming straight from the underground. A young chap's got it good, cause I'm brown. And not the other colour, so police think they have the authority
to carry out inquiries. I don't mind,
cause I ain't the one before.
An excellent policeman with
a badge and a gun to
be reasonably arresting.
And so in jail, we can go toe-to-toe in the middle of a sale.
Having lots of fun,
cause I'm a teenager. With a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the biscuits. Thinking every chap is selling
a chocolate.
Me
writing with a
pen, and then me and Lorenzo rolling in a benzo.
Go swimming with Lorenzo.
And when I finish, bring me yellow tape to tape off the scene of the
sack race. Thank you very much for the
bread and water.
I don't know if they're naughty or
what.
Such a chap down
and grabbing his hat. And on the other hand,
without a hat, they
can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one.
Cause they'll tickle you until you're giggling.
Black police having fun with a white cop.
Ice Cube will entertain all the local bobbies in a blue uniform.
Just cause I'm from the CPT.
Nice police are nice to me, huh? A young man in a hot box.
Bad. And when I finish,
there's gonna be a party.
Cops
having fun in LA.
Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
Help the police. Help, help, help the police. Help, help, help the police. Help, help, help the police.
And that, Jasper, is more or less the way it is in the hood.
There is a fellow, he's called Jesse, and he calls himself New World Agenda. He thinks he's a nigger with attitude, and he is an amusing fellow. Of course, this niece thing is real. Oh, good on you. Good on you, Jeff. I bet your heart goes out to all the victims, all the fake victims, as per usual. I just received an email from, would you believe it, Simon Shack. Simon Shack wants me to turn the camera on myself and do a music video. I bought a couple of albums of his Songs in Vacuum and Relativity. And, yeah, they're great. And maybe I'll do that. I'm not into the hard liquor anymore, so I used to do that when I was absolutely bombed out of my brain and to do those silly things. But I think I'm growing up a little. But I did appreciate Simon's email and saying love and hugs and all the nice things. So I saw in the chat actually during the week that he's keen for a music party with Ab, and I hope that happens because it goes right this time. But it's all done on Skype and it's all done in full stereo because I've listened to the album. It's Songs in Vacuum I'm talking about here. And it's fantastic. And also, you know what I want to get a hold of is the September Clues soundtrack in full, in all its glory, because September Clues is obviously the film that changed my life for the better. And everybody should watch it if you haven't seen September Clues. Yeah, that's the film. And what else? I listened to Clues Chronicle, number 10, I think it was. Ab initially said the audio was no good, but I thought it was excellent. I thought the way that Hoi Polloi cut it together and they were talking nuclear power and nuclear bombs, and how it's nothing that I hadn't heard before, but it's still nice to listen to. And what else did I listen to? I haven't listened to it all yet. I'm going to listen to it now. Is that Tommy and Ab and he got a new fella on, apparently. Because he loves new voices. And so I'm going to listen to that now. I might even play a little bit of it before we go to air and see how we go. Yep, let's have a listen to a little bit of Ab and a new listener.
I can hear people like shouting at their radios now. At their computers, just shouting at their radios as if we're on that. Yeah, but at their MP3 players saying, God, he's gone soft, you know. This fucking bastard New World Order. Yeah, what I'm saying is, yeah, it's not such a bad idea to spread sort of...
Click, click, hung up. Who's got the power now? Tommy Dalpra. No, if you want to listen to that, it's a great listen. And here we go. Radio. We're live. Sunday, the 17th of July, 2016. Expecting my sunshine, Ab, very shortly. I can't see him at the moment. Radio. Number 7. Yes, you're on fakeologist.com and thanks. I'm here. Where's my partner in crime? He's not here, but he'll be here shortly. But what a week. What a week. And if it's not another psyop, oh my goodness, I don't understand it sometimes, but yet I do, yet I don't. You want to put some songs in the chat? You can. There's quite a few tunes in there at the moment. They're quite bluesy and they're quite yummy to listen to. I've listened to them already.
User joined your channel.
And I think I've got my Hello Sunshine.
Hello, Sunshine.
Good morning.
Hello, Sunshine.
Good morning.
How's that going? I'm echoing. Well, I'm a little under the weather today. And I'm echoing.
There you go. Fixed. Sorry, mate. I didn't expect you in so quick. Okay, you're a bit under the weather, are you, mate? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I think I have a cold, and it's around my throat and voice box area. Other than that,
a little croaky?
Wonderful. Yeah, a little croaky.
Oh. Well, thanks for making the time to, maybe we won't go too rollicking tonight. It is Sunday, the 17th of July, 2016. We have had an interesting week, the Nice attacks. I didn't get around to listening to all of, your chat with Tommy and your new voice, Nikon, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Did you discuss that
at all? No, we just sort
did you discuss?
No, not really. No, just sort of danced around it a bit. What can we say? I just turned on the radio, the AM radio that is, and heard about it, and then I asked Tom to go look it up. That's all we really could do. That's all we can ever do is just go over the daily BS. It's almost daily.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I don't know how much you've looked at the pictures of the front of the
not
truck.
Not much.
If the truck's mowing down that many people without a spot of blood on it, I mean, that's a simple question, don't you think?
Aren't people squishy? And when the truck gets stuck in the blood and the gore, let's be realistic. Anyone that's driven a truck like myself knows that it doesn't take much for a truck to get hung up.
I've hit a possum too, and yeah, it just made a mess, and yeah, there was blood everywhere. I was sorry to kill it, but I hit it at 140 kilometers an hour. I don't know what that is in miles, but it's pretty quick. It was a quick death for it. But
did you make use of it and take it home for lunch? What's the rule for roadkill? 3 hours? I don't know. No, there's a rule for dropping a tomato on the ground. What do you got, 5 seconds?
Well, I think I'd eat a tomato before I'd eat a dead possum, but
me too.
I can't remember whether I was a vegetarian back then.
Yeah, me too, my friend.
I couldn't remember. Like, eating a possum is almost like eating a what's the joke? In Australia, it's called you want to eat a possum or a cockatoo, you've got to put it in the pot with some boiling water with an axe head. And when the axe head right. becomes tender, you know the possum's right to eat.
Okay.
Get the joke, yeah.
No, I didn't get it. My mind is elsewhere.
Yeah, well, you had a nice
how was your week?
And a half hour chat
how was your week
night.
This
I thought
week?
You might have... well, it was interesting with all this, I mean, just to stay on Fakeologist, this nice terror attack. I've just been watching Fox and Enders to see what they're and plus all the politicians to see what they're up to. And it absolutely predictable as ever. I said that in the pre-rig before. I did.
Doesn't it make you want to just turn off and tune out and turn off? That might be the end game after all. You want to turn it off, it out, not cover it at all. Baby hoax, as Johnny says.
I do for the most part. I do. Sorry to have you. I do for the most part. You know, I try and get out and get away from it. You can't surround yourself around this stuff all the time. It is as when I spoke to John LeBon on the Friday after it went live, the drill or whatever was going down in France. It is upsetting a lot of the lies, the media fakery lies, and yeah. So I do try and switch off. Like, yeah.
Does it upset you or does it anger you? What is it doing to you emotionally?
Yeah. Well, I can only say it again. I don't like being lied to, and they're just lies that we're being. It's not we're being fed, because as fakeologists, I understand that these are lies. But it's the people around me that believe this stuff, and I still do have people around me, and I still have to. I think Felix put a wonderful video in the chat where a fellow Canadian up there is still saying this is real, and he's all somber. He's going, "Oh, my heart."
Why is he listening? I'm not even looking at that guy. Ignore him. You gotta pick your poison. And I don't know why we would even bring up whatever his name is. Not worth it. That's one lost year old cycle that you can't get back. Move on, man.
Fair enough.
Watch freely. I listened to some other fatty. That's more interesting.
What was that again?
Casey, go listen to Freely, expose another fatty, or go watch Casey drop another drone in the Hudson River.
Did he lose a drone in the Hudson, did he? That's amusing.
Crashed about cheap. 10 of them. Those things are very difficult to get. The ones he buys are 15. Dean Hundy. Wow. Buys the best. Phantom 4. I think that's the best one you can buy.
I don't think that's going to bother Casey with the viewership he has. I think he could afford
it.
They probably
give them to him. Great publicity.
All right, too.
Of course. Come on. He's not paying for anything. He gets a lot of stuff sent to him, allegedly. He does a mail thing. He gets a truck a day worth of stuff.
Good luck to him. I mean, you were saying on, was it on Blues Chronicle or was it with me last week? I can't remember. You said that Hoi Polloi thought he was a sim and you said no. I think it was me.
No, he's
me
not
last
a
week.
Sim. No, Hoi Polloi said it. Not a sim. Come on. Let's not get ridiculous.
Come on.
Not get silly. He's got too much footage to be a sim. We know sims. Edward Snowden is most likely a sim. Anders Breivik is most likely a sim. Max Headroom was a sim. There is a list, but Casey is not among them.
And you're going back now, Max Headroom. Max Headroom. Not the mid-80s, wasn't it? Max Headroom. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it Coca-Cola? Was he pounding that poison?
Well, it ain't. Leave that stuff alone. But I did enjoy your Clues Chronicle, and you
wasn't bad.
Said
and
that
I
the audio
too bad.
Wasn't that good initially, and then I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, the audio was okay. I wasn't sure what exactly it sounded like, of course. But yeah, I thought I did pretty well. I didn't reveal anything interesting or new, but we had a nice chat.
Yeah, it was pleasant. It's nice to hear Kay Ham again and cut in really well. Well produced, so well done, Hoi Polloi.
He does a nice editing job. Some of Simon's new album. And have you made it through the album?
Yeah, I have now. Yeah, I've got it in full quality and Simon actually wants me to make an old-time Rollo video, but I don't know about that. We'll see how we go.
Oh, good. Yeah. What are you going to do, dance around?
Dance around. Well, look, I've got a new dog, and I've got heaps of balls in the house. So if I'm going to do a music video, I do Got You By The Balls, one that Hoi's on. And just place balls all around the place. But I have to get
funny.
Pretty ripped to do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think, obviously... have you found out what the meaning of the cover art is yet? Or have you, did you see that Simon wrote in the chat that he's keen for that music party? So That will be.
Yeah, he isn't. I was gonna. Yeah, I'll have to do it sometime. He said there's no significance to the cover. The coincidence, anything you see.
Yeah, well, it's a nice cover. I mean, what did you say? It was his niece's or whatever. It's like someone in the family. Yeah, obviously, good work of art.
Yeah, well, art is always subjective. So you call it good. I call it okay. It's interesting, different sort of abstract. Not realistic to me. It's
abstract. Get on the
devoted all there is with art, right? Photorealistic to me is the best art, but if it's abstract, it can be interesting. I posted a YouTube at morab.fakeologist.com. It was a video I saw in a museum when I was on my road trip. I was in the Queen City, Regina, and in the museum they were playing a movie in one of the rooms. It was actually quite interesting. It was a thing done in Germany, allegedly. I don't know if you saw that post.
I'm looking it up now.
I think it was called The Way Things Were. It was quite interesting. Must have taken a long time to set that thing up. I'm sure it was done in clip, mind you.
Moment. The thing I did really enjoy from your website during the week, I must admit, is that the takedown of that tower, the magic.
You like that, eh? That's pretty interesting. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah. I thought the part of the video that I couldn't understand, it was the whole how he did it rather than... Did you notice
barely showed the actual video.
The actual reaction bit so bloody small?
I know. I was... Well, maybe there's the actual video somewhere. I just found that one quick. There's another version of that was 30 minutes. I did not watch that. And maybe that has more in it. I didn't get a chance to explore it further. Maybe watch the 30-minute version of that and see if there's more to it. Of course, we don't know if the reaction was staged either, do we? You know what eyewitnesses are like, and this is staged, so can't tell if the witnesses are part of the production crew. The way they look, they probably were kind of sloppy looking. We have to be very careful,
but
we're not being doubly deceived.
Certainly in this game,
Jay is a deceiver. He's an admitted deceiver. So why we got to be careful that he's not further deceiving us.
Max Wright is the top
why?
On Morab. What is it, John?
Yeah, what's the top thing on morab.fakeologist.com?
The top one is Max, Toxic Vaccines. Max.
Oh, yeah,
I always enjoy the Rats show.
Yes, yes. He does a good show. He does. Really does. You should listen to it.
I've heard him. Yeah. John LeBon was talking about the moon one. He's listened to it four times or something. Hoax one, absolutely fantastic. So, Max Rat did. What's this one? But what were you referring to?
Oh, keep going farther down. There's a video I posted. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. It's called The Way Things Work. It's from the 80s. Not really fakeologist related,
more
but it's just
talk.
Interesting. More poopoo talk, yeah.
Have to be.
Everyone's talking about squatting.
More poopoo talk, yeah. what will we do with the people as robots?
Oh.
Yeah, as robots take over. Yeah.
Do you see that robot movie? Oh my goodness! I think it's real too.
Oh yeah.
Did you watch that?
You've posted Mr. I love that song, Mr. Robotic.
Me too.
It sticks. Oh, let's play it now, shall we? Do you have a voice a little break?
I'm always up for a break. Go for it. I'll mute. Well, let's talk it up first. Did you watch that robot movie?
I see the one above it. I haven't watched it yet, but I will. It's called Atlas the Next Generation. That's the one you're talking about? Yikes, you wrote.
Oh, my goodness. This robot walks on snow if it's real. This robot gets up when you push it over. This robot moves boxes.
Wow.
It's like Amazon's got workers for the next century.
And you studied it? It's definitely not CGI. It's definitely a robot. I haven't seen the footage, so I can't. If you say it's real, I will watch it.
I think it could be. I don't think there's a person inside there. I don't think it's CGI at all. But you look at it. You tell me.
I can see the front cover, I can see the front cover. It's certainly not a person because there is no way that a person's legs would fit in.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
How long does this go for? It goes for 5 minutes. So give your voice a break. I'm glad you're here with me, Ab, and
glad to be here.
Yep. I encourage others.
And then,
I've got plenty of people have written songs in the chat to play.
Right.
Yeah, let's play Mr. Roboto, and I'll be back in five, all right?
After that, there's a video I just put up before I call at fakeologist.com about is the news bad for you? It's actually an interesting news clip.
Is the news bad for you?
News.
Oh, is the news bad for you?
Yeah, watch that. Okay, I'll go on mute.
All right, man. Here we go. Fakeologist.com. 6. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Thanks, Ab. He's a trooper, isn't he? Sore throat, he's still here. Good man, Ab.
Go on, bring who I am.
Secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man. I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human. My blood is boiling. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm not the savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man whose circumstances went beyond his control. Beyond my control. We all need control. I need control.
Thank you. save our lives. Now she's dehumanized.
I'm Kilroy. Fakeologist.com. Sticks.
Who the hell? Who is Kilroy? Stuff.
Thank you. Thank you, Ab. And let me just fix the audio here.
Who is Kilroy?
Who is
Kilroy? I don't know. I remember back in the day, everyone would write Kilroy was here all over the place.
They did what all over the place?
Wrote Kilroy. The words. Oh, Kilroy was here. I don't know what that's a reference to. You?
No, I don't. But I was never into tagging or graffiti or any of that sort of skateboarding.
I hate graffiti. No.
You do?
I don't like it either.
Tagging is it's a major problem here too, Ab. And got a white fence or a white anything white or whatever.
Doesn't have to be white.
That's just degenerate youth.
I think every rail car in North America has been wrecked. The first 8 feet of it.
Same here, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah, well, youth with, I don't know, no
I've seen them paint the side of, I've seen them paint overhead bridges, overhead highway signs. I haven't actually seen them do it. When do they do it? All our roads in Toronto are busy 24 hours a day. Don't you think someone would have seen them? Some of them must take a long time to do. When are they up there doing it?
Is it illegal?
Well, it must be, because they paint over it usually within a week. Of course it's illegal. It's desecration of public property.
Yep. Sorry, I'm being distracted here. I'm just looking at your top post this week. So I don't know if you've discussed it already. Pokemon My Psyops.
Oh, I haven't. I just posted it. I posted it before I went to bed.
Yep.
Yeah, I was out last night.
I'll read it. You have to hand it to the network. US craze barely takes over the digital world, and they manage to incorporate their biggest psyops into the narrative. That's proof that these psyops are actively managed. What's next? No grassy knoll? And you put the K in there. You must have reread it. There was no K before.
Couldn't remember how to spell it. I was thinking of Gary Knoll.
Gary Knoll. I remember him too. The medical guy, he was good actually. I enjoyed his work. But so why did you post this? What are your thoughts? Do you want me to read the thing in quotes? Callous Pokemon Go users are desecrating sacred sites across the country, including the 9/11 memorial in Lower Manhattan, all because they can't stop playing the addictive game. That is from the nydailynews.com.
Yeah. Well, I just heard about this game this week. This is a fresh story. I think I only heard about it because of that story that was floating this week. The people were barging into these sacred sites. My God, how disgusting is the narrative? And looking for their Pokemon characters. And I don't know if you're familiar with the game. I barely am. But I know one thing for sure. I was out last night around the town. And there were more people following their phones than I've ever seen before, walking around. And I can only imagine that's what they were doing. And I'm sure you're going to see it too if you get out of the treehouse and look around. Maybe they'll be in your treehouse next looking for one of their little munchkins.
I see them all, the time, Ab. And yeah, Pokemon Go, it's called. And I think it's been downloaded. I read a little bit about it. I was discussing it with Jono the other night. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
6 million in the some ridiculous download. And I was talking actually yesterday to a young child because I was at the baseball yesterday, and the kids really like my dog. And he had a Pokemon T-shirt on, was describing the whole thing to me, and he's already downloaded it. And this little fellow was enamored with it. He couldn't tell me enough about it. And then after that, I just went, la, 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 cover my ears. I can't hear you. I don't want to hear anymore. This sounds inane.
Not even available in Canada. You have to go around the geo fence to get it. But obviously you can do it if you have two brain cells nearby each other. But it's...
Oh, okay.
It's just hilarious that the narrative of the biggest psyops in the last 100 years are incorporated. They're crowbarred into the story, as it were.
I think it's because they can actually... They can monitor you and your behavior and things like that. There's some things like that. I'm no expert. I can only tell you about the computer games when I played when I was a kid. I mean, I don't know how many hours I've spent playing Pac-Man, which is basically the same thing, isn't it? Just like moving a little character around, eating pills and things.
I have never been a video game player. I've watched people play. When we used to play, we used to have to insert a quarter get the thing going, and I saw lots of money wasted shooting asteroids, but I never saw the appeal. Don't forget, it used to cost money, lots of it.
Their own. So, what bird do you want to put? Come on your host, just because of the anyway, we'll just move on to the next one. Jesuit rule.
Oh yeah. That was a really good audio. Really good. I enjoyed that immensely. As you know, I think the Jesuit organization and all their sub-organizations are running the planet. I don't think that, there's no doubt for me that is the case. I've always thought that, and this is more confirmation bias for me. It's a very good interview.
Jamie Lee and Bruce Hillier.
Yeah, Jamie Lee does the plain truth dot info.
Kingpins of the Matrix. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, the Jamie guy has a few websites, and he's a very good speaker, and I enjoy him, and I agree with him. That's about all you can say about that.
Looksie, don't know much. What Jesuit? What does that mean to you? Is that a religious thing or is it a power thing?
Well, it's not a religion at all. I don't think these people have a religious bone in their body, but it is in the name. It's supposed to be the military wing of the Vatican. Call it what you will. It's just an organization that people voluntarily subscribe to. Not a religion. You are brought into it. And okay. Queen is in there. They're all at the top. They have to join something or align themselves somehow. That's how they do it. I saw our queen shaking the new prime minister of Britain's hand in the usual knuckle grab. They don't hide it.
Yeah, the knuckle grab.
Right.
I'm against these secret orders, societies, or whatever. It only got us into the trouble right now.
Well, I think we all are, especially if we're not in it. But they're not taught in schools.
No, I wouldn't want. I just think it's degenerate, even. James Cameron, the guy that just quit in it's back. I think we're back.
You went for a dump.
No, everything just fell over here. Sorry, were you still chatting away? Sorry, mate. That's my bad.
Oh, you were talking and I couldn't understand you because your internet connection ate your voice.
Go again?
Not have an election.
Oh
there.
Yeah, that's right. Secret societies Oh, maybe they're listening, and they ate my connection up because they didn't like what I was talking about. But saying is that I'm not into fear mongering. That's the last thing I would do. No fear here at FakeCultures.com. That's why I stuck. What's that?
We wish they were listening.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, come on, bring it on!
Listen in, Radio Rollo at the top of the charts.
Did you see how many talk about Top of the Pops. See how many views John LeBond's niece deconstruction got already? Like, it's
no,
up to 25,000.
Wow, he's popular. Well, if he can convert them into Patreon.
I made a little cameo, Ab.
Oh, good for you. How long was the whole thing?
4.5 hours.
Whoa. Well, we can convert that to Patreon donors. Are you one of the donors?
I'm thinking about it. Why not?
Maybe
continue on the way he's doing. I think he's doing really well with most. I agree with, like, you said, anyone says.
Oh, you're going for a dump again. Connection's going for a dump.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Rollo, you're having bad connection issues.
Testing. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Ab?
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah, maybe it was Skype. Skype was getting in the... I don't know.
Skype?
Anyway, where... Yeah?
Was it Skype chewing up your bandwidth?
Something was chewing up the bandwidth there, but my wife just turned everything off, so... yeah, as long as you can hear me okay. Yeah, yeah, look, if your voice is... your voice is crapping out. I won't hold you. I pretty much said in the pre-record everything that I wanted to say. I kind of wanted
to play
this.
How much did you do?
About 40 minutes.
All right. Play that CBC thing on the top of fakeologist.com. Why don't you? Let's listen in and talk about it. Find it?
It's just refreshing now. I still Pokemon my PsyOps post. But,
oh, it didn't post? Strange. Refresh.
I just refreshed and then tried it in a different browser.
It's not there? Forgot to press the button.
Nah, I'll use a different browser and radio switch. Lazy Sunday night with Ab.
So you didn't find it, eh? I forgot to post it. Okay.
Check with this browser because sometimes. Yep.
Well, maybe I forgot to post the damn thing. Sometimes I forget to press the button. Just do a quick search on YouTube, CBC, the news is bad for your health. Doesn't take long to call stuff up now, Rollo.
It does this end. We're down in Australia.
Oh.
Mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got the worst. I mean, you in Canada, my brother's a ski instructor, and he is up at Whistler there all the time. And he just says that the bandwidth that you guys have got is just so phenomenal. To the crap we got down.
Hold on, I found I didn't post.
Brother, and why would he lie about that? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. Why did I post
the draft? The link in the...
Okay, I just published it now. Check it now.
Oh, okay.
I made a mistake. Somehow.
Even the best of us can do it, Em. There it goes. Yes. Bad news. What is it? Yes, bad news is bad for you. Really? Slow tonight.
But, boy, John always be lucky. All these PSYOPs seem to start at a good time for him and his show. It's almost like it was planned.
Unreal's joined us.
Oh, I love Unreal. Let's give him some privileges. He must have changed his... Bonjour, Unreal. Bonjour.
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 Comment ça va?
Bonjour.
Okay, but it's a bit hectic here in France. It's incredible how many... different events there have been.
Vive la France libre.
Yeah. I don't think they are free at all, actually.
Didn't Holland...
I do.
Sorry, Holland,
I do have a wing... we do have a wing of the family in Paris and Toulouse. Call them up and see if stressed out.
Oh, the people I have been talking to, they are a bit stressed out. I think it's, in general, in Europe, it's people are getting pretty stressed. With Turkey happening too, it's like a lot of action here to before.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm not worried at all. Just worried about getting over my cold.
But do you ever get like frustrated over people being so worried and having such a skewed impression of events?
Well, no, I cannot worry about them. They're going to have to deal with it themselves. Most of them won't broach the subject with me at all because they know my answer. I have a stock answer, so it doesn't bother me. I can't be bothered with. I have a rule. I don't worry about what I cannot control. Can't control other people's reactions to things.
That's good.
You can only control your action and your reactions. That's all you can control. And you have to just offer information if it is asked for. Most of the time, it's not.
Yeah, it's nearly never asked for, actually. People are very comfortable in their assessment of the reality.
Yes, and my question is, will people, and I think the answer is no, will people wake up to the false news first, or will false news and all the legislation slam them first? Which will come first?
I don't think anything is going to come. I think it just will be more of the same. And I think, unfortunately, the people that are behind this politics of terror and events, they as you have mentioned many times before in the show, it's like they have studied us. They are, you know, doing to us things as a group to have us, you know, go in certain directions and to behave according to their plans.
Yes, yes. So they've studied us. Have they studied us?
And it's like
we are studying
the effects of their politics, but we are not really privy on what their politics are. You know, like it seems quite confusing sometimes through the actions they are running. You know, what are their politics really?
Well, their politics are running us around in circles and being some core beliefs. For instance, the money system, they cannot lose that belief. Must stay on that bus,
yes.
Big one. Must keep believing in the money system.
The money system is so, we are so dependent on that ourselves, so it's like it is working. I think the questions there, you know, politics ask is like, how are they going to develop it further so it's even easier for them to manipulate things. I think seems like they want to have everything digital.
Well, they're getting their wish.
Yeah, I was looking
into. Tell us some more about France. Well, because I don't follow the news over here at all, other than what I pull out of the news. Tell us what's being pushed upon you.
Oh, it's mostly the same trigger points as they have had before. It's like you can see the. I think they have an emphasis on children this time. They have had that in some previous incidents too, like during the elections a couple of years ago. They had the terrorists kill some children in a school. But this time it's very focused on the children with images, etc. I looked into the kind of attack that they've perpetrated, which is a car or a truck attack. They have had several incidents of that type before. The first one I remember was from the 1998 World Cup in soccer. They had one driver, then it became two drivers that drove into the public at the Champs-Élysées. And I looked back at that event. I didn't really doubt at all at the time. And I see that's one of the perpetrators is a 33-year-old lawyer from London.
33 is the magic number. 33. So, God, they love their 11s. Who knew 11 was such a great number?
Yeah.
I've adopted it.
So that was in 98. They've had several crazy car drivers in 2014 in different cities in France. So they have, obviously, you know, they have rehearsed because what I think what's significant for this event is like it's more or less like Boston Marathon. It's like it's an event that's happening, you know, in public. And I think those are kind of harder to pull off than like the Bataclan or places where they can close them down, or like the Boston shootings. You know, they are in a, you know, the place where everything happens is like closed off. Here they were like, you know, outside, you know, in the center of Nice, and they managed to pull it off.
Yeah, well, if you listen to my audio chat with Tom Dalfra and Nikon, it's always fun to deconstruct Dick Tricks. And public spaces are not nearly as difficult as you might think to orchestrate these events. Especially, again, the footage, which is always awful, is easily created beforehand. It could be right there at that exact place. Inserting people into the digital world is extraordinarily easy. It's getting easier by the year. So there's nothing about public places in my mind that make this too difficult to do.
Yeah, I agree. But I do think it requires some stagecraft, you know, like the video you have had on your site. It's like it has to be administered by some kind of group that really mastered that, the sense that the people that were in town, they all have to have the, you know, impression it's happening now, you know. So they obviously, you know, they went really live in a sense. And I know, as you said, they have done it before. Like I said, in Boston, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but again, it's not that hard. I think when they do it in a public space in the daytime, it seems like it shouldn't work, but it does work. And, of course, the greatest daytime street stage crash of all time, JFK, and then after that 9/11, was done without a problem. This is such a minor one that there's no worry.
Yeah, I just have the feeling that...
The timing that's tricky for people to imagine, but you are... If the timing seems off to you because you were right there at the exact time they said it happened, by half an hour, by an hour, it could easily be written off by your mistake. It could be easily... You would have no one to tell. For instance, if you say, no, at 11 o'clock they were already there, the police were already there, but you said it was 12 o'clock. That's because you saw them setting it up at 11 o'clock, you see? See how if they started to assemble the pieces earlier, which they would have done for the live audience, you wouldn't be able to discern the timing because it would be off by, you know, it would be off by an hour or two. And you wouldn't have anyone to tell.
In the sense that they are able to manage it, but what I'm trying to say is like this kind of management, it's much more sensitive than management for instance, where some events happen inside a closed off space, like, you know, the Boston shootings inside this nightclub. They can just close it up, and nobody knows what happens inside. You know, it's much more easy to control. I think it's more work to make an event that's happening outside where they have to you know,
of course, agreed.
Their actions, you know?
100% agreed. Certainly more, and it's harder to, it's easier to believe it to be true if they say there are a lot of live witnesses. That's a really great way to improve the believability of an event.
And I think something the French are good at is like this live event somehow. They have become good at it. And I think, I'm not sure if there's going to come some videos of the shooting of the driver, but they already have done such actions before, like on the plane in Algeria. You know, they have a live action where they're like shooting at the plane and, you know, they go in live.
Okay.
So, there are some specifics for France, I think, in the that event somehow.
Well, maybe you French are good at that. You have your Cannes Film Festival, after all.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah, there's... but what has changed, though, is the fact that they are pushing greater numbers of victims than ever before in each of these events, I think. That's quite significant. Before, like, they didn't pretend to be so, you know, have so high death counts. I mean, the death counts, they're, like,
yeah,
unbelievably high, you know. I mean, who can believe that one car can kill so many people? It's, like, impossible in itself, you know.
Yeah, unreal.
Hi, Rollo.
I was looking at the...
How are you, mate? I'm sorry. I was just distracted. I had to do something for the last 20 minutes. See the front of the truck? Did you see any blood, any brain matter or anything on the front of that silly photo that we were given? No.
No, there were a lot of bullet holes, but not so many bullet holes where the driver was sitting. reminds a little bit about that shooting you had in Australia, where there were so many victims, with one single item. You know, you have this truck that's killing so many people. It's like, on the face of it, it's just a bit unbelievable.
Yeah, the face in the footage. I said earlier, I don't want to see a snuff film where I see a truck killing. What is it? 77. I don't know what the number is now, but I want to see some evidence that something took place. Right? I don't see anything, any evidence of biop. With the Bataclan thing that we were discussing, what it just seems like yesterday, how ridiculous that was. This one is even more ridiculous because. Where are all the YouTube videos of this horrific event? Was just seeing video footage of people running down the street chased by an invisible truck for the most part.
Yeah,
it's like a movie.
It's
a bad one.
Yeah, it's pretty weak. And you have to ask yourself, you know, if Turkey turns out to be also a fake event, which it would seem to be in the sense that it just had an airport attack, you know, so... The team is there, just as the team is in France, you know. So they have the teams there. They have had the exercises and stuff like that. And so they are rolling out several actions, you know. So why did they pull off the Turkey one so quickly after Paris? That's a bit curious in itself, because normally they'd like to have a couple of days to make the emotions very strong in the different countries. So they didn't have so much time here in France this time.
Didn't have time
As
to digest.
Back to this. Have you been looking at this Turkey thing? I don't know much about it. Have you been looking at it?
No. I'm busy living my life. And no. I haven't even been on my computer more than 5 minutes at a time lately. The weather's too good to worry about it. Know about it. Because they push it right in front of me, and I walk by newspaper boxes, and I hear the radio when I listen to my traffic reports. We have some of the most intense traffic in North America, so we have to be very careful which roads we go on at which time. But other than that, no, I'm not. I wouldn't give it a second thought.
Looking it up now,
fortunately,
I've got to say that I'm a little bit behind too. What are
Can
they saying
keep up?
That happened in Turkey?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't care.
It was the military that arranged a coup, and apparently there are like 60 dead, and the president was went into hiding, and the military they took control, I think, of the TV station, and they broadcasted, or at least they made a statement that the Turkey was now under their control. And I think probably 11 hours later, the president was back in control, and they had been fighting in the streets, and all the people in Turkey were asked to go out in the streets and resist the military.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you got that 11, right? Yeah. Funny.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but it happened at 10 o'clock at night, probably 22:11 or something, and it was over the morning after, as I recall it.
I've been taken up with this thing in Nice, and I completely missed this Turkey thing. There, they really are pumping them out. If are you calling this as fake?
You're talking about
oh,
Turkey.
Are you talking about Turkey?
I haven't looked at it close enough for Turkey, but. They already had a terror event only some weeks or a month ago, like with the airport attack there. So I'm pretty sure it's the same team that's behind this. At least at the face of it, it would seem like it could be another a stage event, as I see it, but remains to be verified.
Well, yeah. I've always been at the point the last 4 years that these events are hoaxes until proven real. None of them are proven real, so I don't know why even speculating whether it's real. I don't know why is it so difficult to reverse the order of your thinking.
Ab, I'd rather not do it way because that way you can be attacked. Go too quickly.
Who's going to attack you? What does it matter?
Credibility wise.
Well, what does your credibility? How does it? Does your credibility earn you money to buy food? What does it matter? I don't have a problem with stating categorically.
Well, I'm here for the truth. As I know it. I could see the Nice thing was floppy as it was just shoddy. It was just as shoddy as the Orlando rubbish. But I don't like to call things hoaxes before I...
What if it was?
But, yeah, maybe you're
shoddy. Would that mean you would believe it?
Go again? Say again?
What if it was not shoddy? Did that mean you would believe it?
Well, I'd before I call it a hoax, if I saw enough evidence... that it, whatever it was real, if I saw enough, you've got to base it on evidence, and I haven't seen this Turkish thing. That's why I asked Unreal. I just asked him straight out, do you think this is real, a hoax, or not? That's because he's looked into it, and I haven't, that's all.
Yeah, I think it could be staged, but I'm not sure. It's like... You're right about that, Rollo. It's like it's better to have some more solid evidence. But it's like the fact that I just had this airport staged bombing really makes it suspicious to say it that way. They seem to carry out a couple of events every time they go into action live. You know, it's like they never leave it at only one action. They probably have too many people involved, and they probably have several different strategies to carry out what they really want is to give the people of a country a good scare, you know, and to control them better. So Turkey is very important in the strategy in the Middle East. So I would guess that it is part of a strategy for, you know, controlling that area, which they obviously are very interested in. So that would be why I am suspicious Well, it remains to be seen. I don't think there is much critics out there to say it's staged yet. I haven't seen so much about it, but
If it does get political, go ahead.
Well, I just think it. I'll just repeat it. Fakeologist. I think it's quite easy and quite acceptable to just assume it's fake until proven real. I don't think there's any credibility issue at all when it comes to taking that strong position. I don't think it's a great leap at all.
Yeah, so here are the numbers I was looking a bit at to make me suspicious. At 12:02 a.m. was reported that the soldiers were inside the buildings of the Turkish state broadcaster. So they went direct to the television. And then in the Wikipedia, they say it's just before 11 that the military jets started flying over Ankara. So they have their numbers in there on the Wikipedia page already. So the numbers,
by the way,
jump out.
You bring up numbers and Wikipedia. Have you seen the researcher who I've highlighted on my site? Who has, I can't remember which site it is right off the top. It might be peaceofmind.com. I've linked to it on fakeologist.com. He's gone through, he says that Wikipedia is definitely actively edited by the intelligence communities as a form of information war and propaganda control. And he says that footnote numbers are part of the coding to let you know which of the sentences are false and which ones are have some grains of truth in them. I thought that was fascinating. And for instance, he'll read a whole article on a way, he'll look at a whole Wikipedia on Paris Hilton
And each sentence that's footnoted, it's footnoted mainly because of, again, showing you what's a real statement and what is a fictive statement. So, for instance, Paris Hilton is a real family, but Paris Hilton is an actress who has been inserted into the family to help the, I guess, give certain impressions that they want about rich people and socialites and whatnot. It's just a very fascinating website, and I think it's a really, definitely could be a possible clue to just decoding their BS. What do you think of that?
I completely agree. I often go to Wikipedia to see if the numbers are there too. So it's like, I definitely feel that these articles, they come out way too quickly. And I wouldn't know anyone else to be able to write them so thoroughly and quickly other than the intelligence community. So, yeah, I completely agree. That's I've been relying on Wikipedia to have this information for a long time myself, too. Like, I go to Wikipedia to see what's in there to know where to look for more evidence or
strange, yeah, well, these articles are pre-written, obviously. These are scripts, so they're written a long time ago, and they just press the publish button at the right time, and then they appear magically out of nowhere.
Recipe here. It's like, remember from the Bataclan attack? It was also a film that was being released, and the same thing now. It's like they have the film made already, and they publish it in the public before, and then they like take it back or delay it. You know, it's like
Recipe. We're set a media centric society now. The media is the message that was prophetic in many ways. People's reality is based on movie scripts. That's their baseline. So if something doesn't conform to a movie script, then they start to doubt it because they don't know reality. They don't know how to grow a carrot. They don't know how to plant a tree. They don't know anything outside a digital world. So their baseline is completely skewed to an alternative reality. So all these false events must conform to a movie script because that's people's baseline. People's baselines have been completely altered and shifted into this new false reality. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so regarding the events in France, I was checking out the previous terror events here, and there has been a lot of smaller incidents in France in the years leading up to the major ones that have come now, with Charlie Hebdo and the Bataclan, Paris attack, etc., and now Nice. But what's funny is, like, when I look back in the story of the terror in France, it's like they have had massive terror in, like, more remote places like Corsica, the island, and just kind of support a theory that could say that when they need a population somewhere to get more behind the government than they are, then they push out a lot of terror to have them fall into the ranks, so to say. So maybe in France they had a little bit of a disobeying population, and that's why they started to roll out so many terror attacks. And the same was the case with Corsica, the island in France that wanted to be independent, so they had rolled out loads of terror attacks there during a lot of years. And maybe for Turkey it's the same. The population is very frustrated by the situation in the country, and that's why they roll out so many terror attacks there too. So I think it has something to do with the how they manage the crowd and the population somehow. And if a country is being very or are starting to get disobedient, then they really roll out the terror to make them fall into line.
Wow.
So what you're saying, is like it's like being a naughty child. The country or the state puts you over the knee and gives you a good spanking
if you're
not obeying.
Well, that would fall into the way they are.
Well, if people get uppity, the word is uppity. Cup the word uppity. That that's the exact word that you are trying to describe a population if they get uppity. You heard of that word before?
Yeah, it's in the Urban Dictionary, it's saying taking liberties or assuming airs beyond one's place in the social hierarchy.
Yeah.
Assuming equality with someone higher up on the social ladder. So yeah, I think it has a lot to do with controlling populations, these attacks, and disobedience in the population is probably signs they are looking for, and they are kind of treating this kind of interventions of terror. So maybe the military coup in Turkey.
Maybe restless.
Yeah, so maybe the military coup in Turkey is like something that could have happened if they hadn't made it first, you know?
Yes, they need to control the situation. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. It's a pressure release valve.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got someone else.
So, which begs the question about England once again. It's like, was the Brexit a fiasco, or was it just more of the same? It's a little bit difficult to say. And the same with Turkey, you know, was it a real coup, or was it just to prevent a real coup, you know?
Unreal. You speak fluent French, do you?
Yeah, I do. I have an accent, but I do speak French.
We've just lost Ab for the moment. I want to play you a little bit of French. See if you talk with Ab for a second. I'll get this up. I want you to tell me if this guy, the leader, Juncker, have you heard the speech when Brexit happened?
It only goes for
a minute and a half.
I don't know what speech, so I might not have heard it, no.
I'll play it for you.
Oh, great.
I'll play for you in a second. I'll just queue it up. Ab's back.
Yeah.
My internet's playing up. Go back to Turkey. Were you talking about Turkey? When I've queued it up, I'll come back to you guys.
Hey, Rolo, don't forget to play that CBC story. It's relevant.
Yeah, I will. Well, I just while we've got Unreal,
I'd like to hear if
it's exactly the same. Here it is. Junker's Brexit speech is out of this world. So I'll try and do this. It only goes for 1 minute 16 seconds.
You may post a link in the chat.
Yeah, I will, actually. Yeah, how about I do that in the live stream here? My internet's really... Throw it in the live stream.
Or throw it in the fakeologist.com/chat or at fakeologist.chatango.com.
Woo! Here it is into the live stream, so you can see it. Guys have got it, and I'll
put
the fakeologist chat.
Why so many chat windows. Probably your internet connection. I think I've noticed when your computer is waiting for the internet, it almost hangs. If you've got something wrong with your internet connection, it will freeze up your machine because your machine is always going to the internet for a signal or a handshake, and it often freezes up the processor while it's waiting if it doesn't get an answer from the internet. Not the machine seizing, it's the waiting for a response from the internet. So many processes are waiting, are working online, you'd be amazed.
Also the priority of the application, it's like sometimes certain applications has a higher priority than the one you're on, like TeamSpeak might be behind, you know, your browser or something, so like the browser will take the bandwidth first, you know.
Here we go. I'll just play it live. Here we go. Have a listen. It only goes for a minute.
Le vote britannique a coupé de certaines de nos nombreuses aides. Et nous continuons à voler. Nous n'allons pas arrêter notre vol vers l'avenir. Les horizons nous attendent. Et nous volons vers les horizons qui sont ceux de l'Europe et de la planète entière. Il faut savoir que ceux qui nous observent de loin sont inquiets. J'ai vu et entendu et écouté plusieurs des dirigeants d'autres planètes. Ils sont très inquiets parce qu'ils s'interrogent sur la voie que l'Union européenne va poursuivre. Et donc, il faut rassurer et les Européens et ceux qui nous observent de plus loin.
So what do you think of that?
Yeah. Where was he? Where was that? Was he in the Congo or what? All I heard was birds.
So he's speaking a little bit broken French, and he obviously doesn't, you know, master the words. So he's saying that we are flying towards a new horizon, and that the other planets shouldn't be worried about that event of going to new horizons. Then and he says it's so it's like he's talking about other planets, but he's obviously meaning other countries in Europe. It's like it's a kind of a elitist stance, like to have all personalities, you know, they are opening their mouth to say, oh, it's such a pity that we are going out of the euro in England, you know. But so it's like it could point towards the fact that the exit of Britain wasn't that much wished for, and the fact that it had Ireland vote two times over the new European treaty in its time in 2007 and 2008, I think, also shows that they are kind of a little bit behind on their planning with having all the Europeans behind the European Union, because they obviously are not, and they're trying to scare people into being openly for the Union, because otherwise in many countries, for instance, in Norway, there was a big we are very against Europe, most of us, and that's also one of the countries that was hit first with terror in a big scale in Europe. So they are struggling a bit to have everybody behind their project for a new Europe, as I say. And Greece, too, was a very big resistance towards the European politics.
Yeah, just personally, I agree. What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Unreal? Would you like France to be out of the European Union, out of the EU? Go on.
Yeah, in general, it's like the further away the decisions are made, the worse it is for the local population. And to be honest, yes, we are local population where we are living. So it's like to give away power to somebody higher up is always a bad idea for the people in general. So obviously, the powers that be, they know this. It's like the same problems to have with wars. It's like regular soldiers, they don't want to shoot other people, so it's like it's a hard time for them to have armies be very, you know, to have them actually go to the battlefield and actually kill people. So the more they can abstract these things, the better. So they do like to abstract the power and have things far away, so they cannot be pointed to when something goes wrong or when people get angry. It's like something happens in your local community and the people in charge, they are known to you. You can be, you can go and hold them accountable. But if it's somebody sitting in Europe somewhere, you don't even know who is, it's very hard for you to take any kind of action.
Yes, 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 absolutely. You're right. Yeah, I agree with you. Can't hold somebody's feet to the fire. Nobody's going to do something right in your face, but they'll do it from 500 miles away. Very easy.
Exactly. And of course,
one of the things that is destroying the whole human health system is the fact that we used to transact directly with doctors. We used to pay them directly for whatever we needed. Now, because there's a middleman,
breaking up
man, it's called externalization of power. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
because now we have, whenever there's a middleman, then there's no direct transaction that ruins the whole relationship.
Yeah, when you talk about health, it's something else that's very devious. It's the fact that instead of being accountable to your customer, you are accountable to the state that pays you.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yes, that's right. Or in the, or privately, you externalize all your decisions and power to the insurance company, the middleman, whoever the middleman is, and however many middlemen there are. when there's something in between you and me, and we don't have to blame each other. We don't even have to work hard to agree with somebody else.
Yeah,
and
so,
if that somebody else is there to make a profit, he will do that at the expense of both sides, both parties. Why wouldn't he? He doesn't care.
The fact that the elite of sorts, they are much fewer than we are, and probably even much fewer when it comes to people that are really in the know. The less people they have to have in the know, the better. And the more they centralize, the better they can manage their affairs, because it's in the hands of so few people that they can all, you know, be very loyal to the plans of the few.
Yes, there's probably only 13 or 30 or 300 families. I agree with that. I always have. Someone has to be at the top. We have a pyramidal system of everything. Hey, you're in the workforce, one of the few fakeologists on Real. When I was listening to the Jesuit audio that I posted, that was Jamie of aplaintruth.info, I believe. I think it was him that said that the Jesuit management system is very interesting. Have you ever heard of the Jesuit management system where you report to your boss's boss? Your boss's boss is the one that has power over you. It's sort of an intertwined, interwoven system that has built-in checks and balances. So your boss cannot fire you. Only your boss's boss can fire you. And it goes all the way up the ladder like that. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I did download that audio, and I have it on my playlist, so I'm going to listen to it soon. But it is really interesting subject. So I didn't know about how they were managing things. They are pretty secretive, though.
Yeah, but I thought it's a system of keeping everyone honest. Basically, your boss cannot go out of control because his boss is really your boss. It's really interesting. I wonder if any company use that management system. I've always just been at the bottom of the ladder, so I've never really investigated how management works, because I've always stayed out of it. I guess that's the way it's going to for me. But what a great power system. What a fascinating way to control people.
Yeah, it's like as we witness the different events, it must be understood that it's the same system we see all over the place. So it's like the magnitude of it, it's nearly out of our comprehension. It's so enormous somehow. So they do have a very good grip on how to keep things close to the vest, because all these events, they require a lot of people being involved, and it's like either they're all Freemasons or they all have to subscribe to some kind of some kind of belief or some kind of system to keep in line, because it's so far away from what we observe of reality. It's like the regular man, he can.
I think, I often think, well, they use Freemasons because they can keep secrets, okay? Everyone, when we want to fix our sink, we call a plumber. We don't call an electrician. In other words, we know these people are pre-qualified. So if I want to build up a network, I will take in Freemasons because I know they're loyal and they keep secrets. They can keep their mouth shut. I also put in Jews because I know that they are a very small minority, and they try hard because they're worried about being wiped out because they're such a small minority. There's no Jews and Freemasons around, and I'm trying to build a power structure of control in a country. I will pick the minority and put them in power because they know that if they step out of line, we'll just release them to the majority and see what happens. And I think the people that build power structures, I contend is the Jesuit order, they know all these things and how to put people in place, and they just know who to put where, how to build the management team, how to build the reporting structure. It's all very well thought out over thousands of years. It's all perfected, I think.
Yeah, and I think also that most Jews that are, you know, involved in these schemes, they are also Freemasons. So it's like it does seem like Freemasonry is the cornerstone, more or less, to how this is implied.
Yeah, because it's a military order, and they can keep their mouth shut. They're loyal. They will do what they're told.
Yeah. So what is holding them so tight together is something I'm still to understand, because it's like very.
Well, they take oaths. Take oaths. When was the last time you took an oath?
Yeah, I can't remember actually.
Well, I do. I got married.
when I became is becoming a citizen of Australia taking an oath?
Okay. Well,
no, it's not really, because you're born into it. It's like a involuntary.
Oh, he wasn't born there.
Oh, right.
No, I was born in England.
Foreigner. He was a prisoner. He got exiled there.
Thanks, Ab.
You and the rabbits.
Yeah.
But that's an oath you have made to another person to get married, and I think it's different when you give an oath to an entity like a state or an association or a syndicate.
Not different. An oath is an oath is an oath is an oath. You're making a pledge to something or someone. If we know that you're worthy of making and keeping an oath, then we're going to take you in. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't make oaths. I don't belong to anything. But we want people that can and hold their oaths. That's what I'm saying.
I got a little bit hard time to understand what you mean, actually.
Well, I'm saying that when we recruit people for an organization, we are recruiting based on their track record. We don't hire university students because we don't dig into exactly what they've learned. We just know that they made it through and they're worthy. Whatever task we want, because they've proven themselves. We don't have to dig deep into what they've done. So if you're an oath keeper, you're well qualified to keep secrets and carry out missions. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in addition to the fact that most people maybe keep their oath, I think they have such a reach that if you were to oppose yourself to the system, you have become a subordinate in, you know, the consequences are such that it's like not even imaginable to do otherwise than what's being directed to you. I think that's the force they must have somehow.
Yeah, we just lost the ad for the moment. I've always been sort of fascinated by secret clubs and societies and whatnot, because I've had a lot to do with Americans over here, because I play baseball over here, and we have a lot of Americans come out and play in our club, and they've always had to pledge and do things like Kappa and Zeta and all these sort of abs back, but yeah, so they never told me what they had to do to pledge. That was an absolute secret that they would never tell me. Ab, you're back.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to get at is these people are proven that they can keep secrets. Why do people think it's so hard to keep organizations together? Most of us, those of us that work for companies, we have rules, and if we break the rules, we're out. We don't want to be out. We're social creatures, so we want to stay in whatever group we're in. So it doesn't take much to keep people in. You just tell them they're in, and this is what it takes to stay in. And
the fact is that these people that actually then must be part of these kind of operations that we analyze, they are also members of other groups, like, soccer clubs and school reunions and all that stuff, where we have regular people that are all, like, devastated and very influenced by these, manipulated and fake events. So it's like at some level, they do have a strong allegiance to the structure that seems to be the most powerful then. So it's like if another structure, even more powerful and fearsome, comes along, they would have allegiance to that structure somehow. So it's like I know people kind of keep oaths, but I think what makes people keep the oaths must be some kind of a consequence of breaking it, so that is so severe that you can't do it. It's like because
I think the consequence is just as simple as being out of the organization. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Excommunication. Excommunication is what they would do the most.
Well, sure. Not that hard to believe. Once you're out, then you're lost. If you're in some, you're relying on the other people for your well-being, your income, and all the other things that make up your life. If you're out, you may as well be dead. Very powerful.
So that's, when the you're a made man, then. Say, so,
yeah. Whatever
the consequences, yeah. So it's like if you get kicked out of your chess club, you know, it's not so important. But if you get kicked out of a club where your boss or boss's boss is in charge, yeah, that's more serious, you know. So it's like it's a kind of a scale of importance, I think, that actually would then be at stake here.
Well, listen. Yeah, if the chess club was everything that meant something to you, if it's the only thing that meant something to you and you were kicked out, it would be much more dramatic than you might think is minor. If your work is everything you do and you're kicked out of whatever you do, if the bank kicks you out or your boss kicks you out or somebody kicks you out, then that would be a very life-changing moment for you. You would have to reevaluate everything you've spent your time at. Your waking hours. So you really cannot judge the significance of different people's actions, whatever they do, and unless you ask them. It's different for everybody, but for the most part, if you take away someone's main reason for getting up in the morning, then that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Like Ab, if you ban me from fakeologist.com, you said that's it, and you ban me. I would miss this.
Yes. Well, it might be more meaningful to you than somebody else.
Lots of.
Yeah. The funny fact then is the fact that nobody in the Crisis Actor Association have ever dropped out. It seems so. It's like they must have some serious consequences if they leave or if they speak out, I would guess.
Yeah, they'll be ignored, not hired again. That's it. Would you really think they got to shoot someone in the head to threaten them? Or no, they're just not hired again or ignored. I always go back to Rollo's famous statement. What's the opposite of love?
Indifference.
Yeah, that's such a great statement you made. I use that all the time.
Not hate.
Love and hate are the same.
Love and hate are the same thing. Love and hate are the same thing.
Well, yeah, they're two sides of the same coin. They require the same passion and emotion.
Yeah.
So that's why when we as alternative researchers, we delve into these subjects, it's also a lot of emotion that many of us bring in, and that's probably then not the right attitude then.
Yeah, Rollo, your friend Typo just came in. Do you want to see what he has to say?
Well, I was going to do an after party with him, but you guys were ripping.
Oh, okay.
On. But let's Typo. Come on, is he in good voice? Is he Typo? Are you hold on, Grant Talk Power. Here we go, Typo.
Oh, me father, he married a black with only one eye and an ump on his back.
How you doing, brother?
Not so bad. Can you hear me? No echo. Hello, everyone.
Have you ever heard
of Chris? Hi, Unreal. First time I spoke to you, mate.
Hello,
all this stuff.
Excuse me? So, are we on the Rollo Radio Auto Show now? Is that it?
I like the idea of tuning on Sunday, don't you, Unreal? But, been listening in. One thing, I mean, if I'd have been taking notes, what you were saying, mate, haven't followed the Turkey thing, the nice thing. Well, yeah, we're on their doorstep, aren't we? The turkey thing almost went over my head, but that's understandable. I've been doing what they call hard work with my bad back. And, well, gardening mainly and getting the things in. And, but one of the things years and years and years and years ago when I was about, like, young, 18, had a passport and all that kind of stuff, my mate went off to Turkey. And I always fancied a bit of Constantinople and all this and all that and round that place and having a walk about. And for some reason it never happened. But my mate went over there anyway. He kind of got deported, you know, got slung out as they does happen. It happened to the Beatles falling off Ab. I listened to that one as well. And he said to me, about the only thing he could recall about it was that all the clocks in the train station or all public places were, there was like a clock that told the time, and there was also a clock that was stopped at the time that Kemal Ataturk was supposedly, well, you know, whenever he died or whenever he was born or something. But his, Kemal Ataturk. What? Sorry. Wow. I don't know. I never know if anybody can hear me or they got that buzz.
Who is Kemal Ataturk?
Considered the father of modern Turkey after the Ottoman Empire. I ain't up to date. I've forgotten all about it. But that was an impression that my mate who went and did a bit of the uffing about in Europe pre all this kind of stuff. But he did come back. Because, of course, Thatcher allowed, I forget how it worked, but they allowed somebody to fly over and, the Turks allowed America to fly over and bum somebody, and the French might have had a falling out with it. Who knows? I can't remember now.
Probably Libya, yeah.
It might have been that one, those years ago. I don't know, you know, the Ottoman Empire, they weren't to be dismissed, were they? In fact, I don't know. They must have been behaving themselves for a few years. Whatever's been going on for the last however long, I don't know. But, yeah, all that Arab Spring, a bit over my head. But
Turkey has a long history of military coups. The last one was in 93. Then they had, like, a military version of the state also in 97. So it's like they have had a lot of these kind of events in their country, so it's like kind of a tradition.
They'll be getting used to it, yeah. You lot over here. And was it a bloodless coup? Just a bit of shouting in the streets and footage, you think? I've not followed it, you know.
A bloodless terror attack.
The only stuff
attack.
I saw on the niche thing.
Listen
sorry,
to this. In 1993, it was only an alleged coup. It didn't really happen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Different mob that time. Forward 93. Well, that's very pre 2001. Have they been behaving themselves to 9/11? Have they? Not yet. And then when Kemal Ataturk died, I don't even know whether he was assassinated. He could have been I'm worrying about me flash player and starting the echo chamber off. You sounded a bit. I don't even know what time everybody's on. I know Unreal and I are in Europe, so it's just coming up to the AM PM or something. Yeah, there we are. 11:49 here I am on a Sunday morning. You can't hear the bells. The Jesuits have stopped you ringing them around this one. But sorry, I butted in as I knew I would, and I didn't mean to. Yeah. We're here and we're talking. We're calling it fake. I tuned into the John Le Bon.
All right, it's always good to hear from you, Chris.
Yes. You were a bit under the weather this morning or last night. I don't know what time it is, and you go, I'm a bit croaky. And
you've been
in the town. Sorry, mate.
Yes. You're listening. You're a good listener. It's
almost
7 a.m.
Tune in case there's anything live breaking. And you gave me the link.
7 a.m.
I did
here.
Watch a little bit. Sorry.
Go ahead, Chris.
I did think after I listened to you and Tom and what's the new guy's name? Nikon?
Right.
Nikon.
I'd like
Nikon.
To paint the world bright colours. I'd like to take a photograph. Paul Simon reference there. He wasn't too bad, was he, Roller? well, Jewish. But, yeah, listening to it, I'd have liked to have joined in. I'd have liked to have, but, you know, and it was breaking that night. So I followed the link. You put it in the chat on the night, JLB, PK, but I listened for a bit and I thought, this is hammering me bandwidth here. So, and the picture was a bit small, but I like the guy's take on it. PK was calling it bullshit. Well, they're all calling it bullshit, but no, I'd never heard them together as a team in that way. But I listened, and then you turned up at the end, Rolo. I missed that bit.
Yep.
What did you have to say, Rolo?
Well, I called PK a bit of a fearmonger, and to his face, or to his voice, because he was saying that...
What does he reckon? Some bad news is going to occur.
Yeah.
But that's what Unreal is getting at as well. But we're all getting at. They're just ramping up this game. They're ramping the game up, man, in the same way as Game of Thrones. It's getting better, Jimmy keeps telling me. He keeps saying, oh, it's getting better. The dragons and everything. I go, oh, fuck off, Jimmy. You know, but the book was the book. It's now serialized. Works well. Bit like the Bible. Bit like the rule book, you know. And I'm fascinated on Unreal's take on most of these things. So any of the points that were mentioned, for what it's worth, the only thing I know about Turkey is in public spaces, they use numerology to kind of reinforce, you know, post-war or whenever it was, I don't know. Yeah, I have to check it out on Wikipedia, though, I'm not. And I may well do that if I'm getting typewriter working.
That's funny.
But, you know, I'm not trying to butt in any way at all. I like to stay on top.
Oh, no, you're a big fan of Ecologist. I know you're always around. It's always nice to hear Chris, and you're always active. A little hard to understand for some. Your accent's a little thick, but we get it. We get it. You get it. Yes, I know you get it. I know you get it.
Very much imagine that.
Chris,
I'm fascinated.
Last week I mentioned you earlier before about if you listen back to this Radio Rollo 7, I mentioned you because of your mate where you know that when you say something, he's going to react in a certain way.
Did you notice the deliberate mistake? I meant 44, but I'm not going to say 44, am I? Not live on air. I ain't going to say all 44. It'll be right about 44 times. I mean, I could make the signals with my hand, you see. You know, you can work the clocks how many times 90 degrees. You just have to count round, don't you? Or have a clock in front of you, which I haven't got. But,
Did you watch the Nice thing play out on television and all the fear-mongering?
I was listening in live, and as I say, it was Tom and, you know, I say listening in live, I got it tuned on, it came on, it makes that noise. You're listening to British radio, right? Oh, what's going on? Not too much echo in it. It was a, you know, cool signal. And then it's Tom and Ab. Now, the thing was, I had been in the chat, and you might have been hanging around. Or not that I want to butt in. That's all, you know, I really don't. And, yes, what did Tom say? It's like, it's like hanging around, and you can mention it, right? Oh, fuck, mate, what's going on, right? And we may well come across operatives online. I mean, it's hardly unlikely to happen, is it? But, you know. I never drove the truck. It wasn't me. I didn't drive the truck. And
you could have driven the truck because they would have missed you with the bullets.
Wouldn't they? Duck, you dozy bugger. Somebody said webbing. What are they going to come up with about that? There's no webbing in the windscreen. Are they going to say, oh, well, we had high-powered bullets like Day of the Jackal, blow the bloody pumpkin up or something?
Wow,
that's a move. Oh, anyway, you know. Sorry about that. I don't mean to butt in that sense. But as Unreal says, everybody's living, you know, every day in France today, this morning. You know, you're not having such an easy time having your croissants and coffee. That's all about I know. and having your brandy, which I do remember getting very, very drunk in Paris. I thought, this is easy. I can drink coffee, have a croissant, and get half a bottle of brandy down my, and stay here to the next bar. So I always enjoyed myself when I went to Paris. Got laid as well, imagine that. And got into a couple of fights. But that's life, isn't it, when you're a kid. Managed to keep hold of my passport. A passion for all
Unreal has just put this into the chat. The 1993 alleged Turkish military coup. According to some sources, there was a coup d'etat in 1993 in Turkey. Unreal, what's that all about?
Well, it's just to emphasize on the fact that the history of Turkey and military coup is quite a long one, and here we have a military coup that's not certain ever really happened. So it's like that smells of fakery. So if they had a precedent of fakery for this kind of events, it does make it more suspicious this time too, because when they say alleged coup, it's like they only suspect it, and it's some suspected events with some incidents that we can, look at in that article, where it's a lot of assassinations and car bombs and different events that could be, as we all mostly.
Oh, you're echoing kind of, through tableware.
Is that my? I'll mute. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like this kind of very, official events. It cannot have been so many events that hasn't been controlled. That's just near impossible, I would say. So the fact that the whole coup then is not, has been verified, it's just alleged, does seem suspicious from my view, at least.
So it says 1993 saw a series of suspicious deaths of President Tugut. Ozai, leading to military figures and journalists, particularly in the context of Ergetan trials from 2008 onwards, and related investigations.
Now you're echoing through tape again.
Is he not muted? I'll mute him. Hold on. Revoke. There we go. So it says, particularly in the context...
We probably would need to hear from somebody from Turkey or very, read up on the Turkish situation, but the fact that they have this history of state violence and that some of it is only alleged too, it's like it does pinpoint to the fact that there is something not quite as we are told about these events. And let's see about the recent coup d'etat, if it's something wrong there or not. I think the fact that they just had this staged airport attack does lend credence to the fact that the people that do these operations, they are on the ground, and they might have had their way to be implicated somehow in what happened just 2 days ago.
Ab?
Yeah, I'm listening. Why don't you play that CBC thing I posted? Go ahead, play that thing and let's listen to that. If you don't mind.
Is news bad for your health?
So what kind of impact could a steady stream of bad news have on your health? For more on that, I'm joined by CBC News medical contributor, Dr. Peter Lin. How does seeing or reading all these negative news stories, I mean, it feels like back to back to back. How does that impact our health?
Yeah, so basically now what we do is we are constantly having this stream of bad news. And so what you're doing is at first you feel sad and you feel, shock for the people. And then very quickly you turn to yourself, right? Because that's sort of a survival instinct. Would this happen to me? July 1st just passed. We were at the fireworks. Could that have happened? Et cetera, et cetera. So now you sort of internalize this thing. And now all of a sudden you're thinking, could it have happened to me? Now that's normal. It's not being selfish. It's just basically survival. And that's why we tend to pick bad news. They did a study where they said you could pick whatever news you want to read. Most people pick the bad news because the good news isn't going to kill you, but the bad news, if you know about it, maybe that'll be a good survival instinct. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they're doing this thing. And that's why we continue on. Now, psychologically, it'll make you anxious. It might make you depressed if you're prone in that direction. Physically, it makes your heartbeat faster. Your blood pressure goes up. And so all of these things, if it's only for 30 seconds, is great. But this is now days and weeks and months, and that takes a toll on your body.
And it sounds like it can be a vicious cycle. Are there people who are more vulnerable?
Certainly. So people that are prone to it, so people with anxiety already, now all of a sudden they're going to be more anxious. If they're a hypochondriac, for example, and they hear about all the Zikas and this and that, then they're going to be freaking out about that. And so therefore, people that are prone to anxiety, depression, those kinds of things are at higher risk. If you have heart conditions and you see shocking news about your home country, for example, that could get your blood pressure up. So people with pre-existing situations may make it worse in the situation.
Are there certain stories that affect some people more than others?
Yeah, that's interesting. That depends on you. What pushes your buttons, for example? You know, I do a lot of flying, so when there was the bombing of the airport, you know, everybody paid attention. All the travelers were paying attention because you recognize it. So the more you relate to that situation, the more likely that's going to affect you. Some people, it was the little girl story. You know, they have kids themselves and they can't imagine the horror of this story, for example. Other people that are very clean, that are very health conscious, it's the Zika and the Ebolas and things like that. So different stories, depending on what pushes your buttons, will trigger you to go into anxiety states.
Are we seeing changes as well with the popularity of social media and what you can access on there? I mean, when you look at that video of the police shooting of Philando Castile, I mean, it was raw and it was very, very graphic. How does that play out when it comes to your mental health?
I mean, in the dark days when information came by teletext, right, you would just get a little word that says, you know, attack in Nice, for example, and that would be it. Whereas now you're actually seeing it live. It's actually almost like you're there. And that's the problem, is because your brain really can't separate out that this is on TV or on radio or whatever. You're actually there with all of this media. And so all of a sudden, we have these things called mirroring neurons. So mirroring brain cells are what, you know, when you smile, I smile, that kind of thing. Right. So I can sort of mimic you, but I can also feel what you're feeling. So now imagine those neurons are going crazy thinking this is really happening. And that's why people are going through these cycles of depression, anxiety, and things like that. Now, we worry about desensitization, which is where you hear about so many things over and over again. In the last little while, it's all been different. Right? So each event has been different. And so that's why we're constantly being bombarded with this information.
Any way to sort of mitigate the damage it can have on your health?
Yeah, people were saying get disconnected, but that's not realistic, right? We need to have information. So I think the idea is to figure out what stories trigger you to go into that anxious state. What's your vulnerability? And maybe for those stories, sort of tone it down a little bit. So don't watch it every 5 minutes or so. Right. And maybe read about it so that you're getting the information, but don't go after the videos and things like that.
Right.
So I think that might be helpful. For the media, we have to cover these things. Mm-hmm. So maybe we tack on some good stuff. You know, like, look, people are back to normal again, you know, so sort of tagging something on, or something that you can do. So to protect yourself in this situation, you can do the following things. So then people don't feel so powerless, and that might be helpful. So I think we still need to get the information out, but just sort of a little bit limited, and also some good information or good news might be helpful at the end of it as well.
What a nice guy. I actually like it. They're actually playing the pics behind him. You notice
this is really psychic driving, Rollo.
Okay.
I mean, we must be aware of something. They are forcing news down our throats. We don't want bad news at all. That's really false. Women are not interested in bad news. They're interested in slander and people and what other people are doing. And guys, they are more, interested in sports and money and sex. So it's like nobody wants news. That's why they had to put the news before the movies in the theater so people would watch it. They are pushing it down our throats. That's why they have to create it too. They create the bad news so we will sit there and get it into our brains. We are not programmed to go after bad news. That's something they want us to. So it's like this guy is just selling his own a profession, which is news reporting. And news reporting is actually intelligence work. You know, it's propaganda. That's all it is. It's like so little of what is told in the news that's actually true that it's like not even important in the big picture. What's important in the big picture is to scare us off and have us live in a world where, you know, there's violence and cruelty and all this stuff. But real people, they're not interested in that, really. It's like it's forced down the throats. If we had people like winning the lottery and showing us how to be successful in our job and stuff like that, that's something people are more interested in. Just look at the magazines and all that stuff. I mean, that's what sells the most.
Yeah, I like that. I like what you said. That's very good.
Maybe I'm a woman then. Like, what did you say? Like, women They like men,
they like slander and how to achieve socially and how to dress and how to be clever and understand how they can have better skin and how they can appear better. That's what they're most interested of. Not bad news. I mean, they women by definition, they don't have any eager wish to understand the social political construct of the world. I don't think most men neither have that in such an extent, but more than women, of course. But it's like the news is created for the propaganda they are pushing, and for their agenda, they need to push fear and
calls
misery.
For a song. Calls for a song. I thought of a song. The radio Rolo, after all.
Yep.
Rolo?
Sure.
Pull up the song, yeah. No Bad News. I think it was from the musical The Wiz, which was a great musical, by the way. Might be wrong. Be right. I don't know what the name of it. That, I think that might be the name of the song, though.
Just a side note, the news aspect is like, it's a reason why they have to mingle terrorism with sports now, because people are not interested so much anymore. So they have to drag in soccer and sports events so people get more attention to it, because they are lacking that attention. It's just more of the same all the time. So they're trying to invent new scenarios where people are forced into this fearsome mentality. And before every soccer game now, they have a minute of silence for some stupid fake event, you know?
Yes. Go where the people are. If the people aren't paying attention to the news, you have to bring it to them wherever they are.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. So it's like what that guy said in that video clip is just psychic driving for us to falsely believe we are hungry for bad news. We're not.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. So no bad news. Go to mute, guys. Fakeologist.com. Back in 4 minutes, 28 seconds.
You better bone up on the rules, 'cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can't be my best of friends as opposed to paying dues, but don't nobody bring me no bad news. Well, no bad news.
No bad news.
No bad news.
No bad news.
Now don't you ever bring me no bad news, 'cause I'll make you an offer child that you cannot refuse. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. When you're talking to me, don't be crying blues, 'cause don't nobody bring me no bad news. You can verbalize, vocalize, but just bring me the clues. But don't nobody bring me no bad news. Bring the message in your head, or it's something you can lose. But don't you ever, ever bring me no bad news. No, no. If you gotta bring me something, I'll make it something I'm confused. But don't you bring me
no bad news.
No bad news. Now don't you bring me no bad news.
No bad news.
'Cause I'll make you an offer child, but you cannot refuse. So don't you bring me no bad news. What?
bring me something I can use. But don't you ever bring me no bad news. Cause I'll make you an offer charge, but you cannot refuse. So don't nobody bring me no bad news. Cause I don't nobody bring me no bad news. I say
don't you bring me.
Don't you bring me.
Fakeologist.com. No bad news here, only good news. Thank you, Ab. Typo wants back in. Here we go, Typo. No bad news, mate, here.
You catch, the dog's just been run over. Have a look out the window.
What?
I said your dog's just been run over. Ah, it was a joke, Rolo. Same matter with ya. Fucking hell, your timing left ya. Must be the lag,
yeah,
mate.
Oh, my God, it was horrible, wasn't it?
Good tune, that was. Never heard that one. Never watched The Wiz. Never seen The Wiz in all my life. That was a black musical, wasn't it, with Michael Jackson? Not a black musical. Oh, fucking hell. Never mind that.
Cracking.
Yeah, I remember it when it came out.
Cracking film clip.
But is it? Oh, I wish I had the bandwidth sometimes, you know? Because I do think some of these snippets of, well, for want of a better word, in the films or in culture, there's always some good bits. So we are seduced, but we got to put up with the shit as well as Unreal was saying, you know? We have to, don't we? You can't have all the good bits. Don't matter how comfortable you try and make yourself. And, all these events seem to, when you talk about the Middle East, you got to be careful, ain't you? Because they will actually fucking bum a village with three goats, three old geezers and a woman, according to the news. But, yeah, when you got people in cities, fucking hell, they need to be. The mob rule, you know, I don't know whether Unreal's in Paris, but Bastille was a fucking, an event. PsyUp certainly works. Got rid of it. Heads rolled, and they will. But, you know, let's hope it's a bunch of...
Well, I am. I love the...
You know, nobody wants to see kids like getting squashed under a maniac's fucking truck. But as Ab pointed out, you know, you can't cause that much fucking damage. Not at what I heard.
No.
Zigzagging. I never know whether you... The last time, I was not going to interject. I certainly didn't want to interject. But one of the points that Unreal made about something or other, just, you know, and an old bullet.
He's back.
But we've not got an echo. But we might have a lag, which is almost, you know, it's almost impossible to overcome. Anyway, what's your beef with that Stefan Molyneux? He's been going behind the paywall for a while now, isn't he? He was one of the big first ones, intellectualising stuff about this. He used to go on about his mother and his relationship with his fucking mother for about 2 years. Well, you know, he has to do his research, doesn't he? He can't just call you a cunt. He'd have to bring evidence to the table, wouldn't he? You're a bald-headed cunt. Well, you've got
a call
him of hair, so you obviously don't worry yourself. You don't need a Stefan Molyneux, otherwise you wouldn't have a full head of hair. And as a man with a full head of hair, obviously I don't fucking think that much, do I? Tons is starting to thin a bit now. I'm on the latest show. He's gone, have you listened to Roller? He's gone now. He's gone, he keeps playing music, doesn't he? But that was a good tune. Fat. Don't bring me no bad news. You should use that as your theme tune. I think so. Don't you, Roller?
All right. All right.
What's that? I'll
use it next week. What did I use last week? I used
my bad audio. Sorry, bud.
I used chips last week.
I heard that. I thought, what's he doing there? He's killing time. But I ain't even sure what the theme was. What was that? Is that like Superman or something? I heard
it was called chips. It was a
John Williams.
An American.
Is it
no, last week I'm talking about.
I heard one earlier today.
We've got a major
while
lag
he's waiting
here.
For Ab, and he's turned up and he's gone, I ain't very well this morning. Because you don't hear Ab. How many squats has he had this morning, do you think? Oh, it's night time.
I don't know how many squats he's had. All right, well, I'll just put you back on mute for a sec, and I'll just check the settings here.
Oh, don't be a bugger, Rolo.
All right.
I ain't feeding back to anybody anymore. It's 12 o'clock now. You can go back to rollicking Rolo now. Why don't you? I would.
Well, I've only got two bottles of vodka tonight.
You got any straws? Drink it slowly.
No straws.
Hi, Unreal. Am I feeding back through you? I hope not.
I have a headphone that I don't hear. I hear a distant echo, but not a very strong one.
I've got you coming through. What I've got is I've got an old, what is it? Oh, Sherwood. And it's up on the top. Only works on the tape monitor in. And then I've got a Master Pound from a pound shop. Are you aware of what pound shops are? They're a European phenomenon. You must, you know, we got all this cheap stuff. And I've had it for about 9 years. And it developed a buzz when I'm talking to people on Skype just before the takeover. And I don't know whether there's a buzz now, but it was always pretty good. But as everybody's pointing out earlier, those processes.
Have you got a headphone type or?
Yeah, echoed. But I have had headphones.
Hey, Typo,
I've got one of those Xbox. No,
have you got Radio 3 open?
No, close that down. Managed to do that when I tried to log in earlier. Just as you, well, hang on, not after Mr. Robot. But then Unreal came in, so I thought, oh, don't start buggering up the audio here. This could be, you know, a proper take on the thing. all right. Sorry, mate, but, you know, it's Sunday morning with Rolo. I thought we could play a few tunes and call some bald-headed, I don't know, you know, I don't know what the format was. But,
yeah, I'm not sure if this is Radio Rolo or if it's just a regular audio chat. I'm not sure.
No, I never get that, but I do get posted at the site, and I do download a lot of stuff, and you know, and if we're just the backroom boys in the sense that we're not, you know, you're not behind a paywall, are you, Unreal? And
no.
You'll take on a hell of a lot of stuff, you know? And it's happening and all that. And, you know, you may well be another voice on another forum. I wouldn't know because I'm not there. So Fakeologist has gone through changes. It still is, isn't it? And Radio Rolo is there in the morning. I could do with a bit of digest on the fake bollocks. No good just calling it fake bollocks. What was it Tom said the other day? something about, you know, the truth. In the mouth of a lout. Well, there you go, then, isn't it? So
I didn't understand what did you say Tom said?
Tom Delper quoted Tom Delper, as I will do. You know, I almost quote him to people that I know. I say, Tom says this. Right? And I go, it's Tom. But, you know, because we're all compartmentalised. My friends around here don't know those friends around there. So who knows who anybody is, and it's going to take too long to explain. It's banter, isn't it? So, yeah, I said the other day to I don't know who he was talking about. He was having a go at one of the voices.
Right.
Not JLB, but he was having a go at one of the voices. He's going, oh, yeah, the way he does it.
Oh, yeah. He said you're talking about John Le Bon that started to have a paid website or audio.
No, he wasn't. Yeah, no, he wasn't talking about John Le Bon. He was talking about one of the cohorts, I think. Possibly. I don't know who he was talking about, but he said the truth. And he pointed out other people in the past have been able to do that kind of thing. You know, it would be dismissed. 60, 50, you know, 40. Now they're going to 20 will be handy if we can get people go, oh, fuck him. He's an idiot, you know. What's he ranting on about, lunatic? But that'll get rid of 19%. And Tom said, truth is, I don't know whether he was quoting somebody else, but I'm certainly quoting Tom. I'll have to get it right, you know. But he said, truth is safe in the mouth of a lout. And that made me think, and then you're on about mob rule and this, that, and the other. But these kids that, you know, they make, coming up with these fake They must have a template. You're saying this coup was like... Have you ever seen a Turkish vampire film? Unreal.
No.
No.
I haven't.
Right, we'll check them out. They're a genre. There's a whole heap of... And they're rubbish, but kids grew up eating popcorn in cinemas, watching Turkish rubbish, wrestling, you know, a little bit more Mexican movies, which have been, I don't know, what would you say? They've been homaged in it by everybody nowadays. But, you know, you couldn't sit through on the crap. There's a geezer in a mask with a pair of tights, and he goes, I'm a vampire. And then they got a belly dancing chick, you know, stereotypical, there she is with all the dangles on. Turkish television is atrocious. Absolutely fucking atrocious. Or it was.
Yeah,
it might be getting better now, but if they're staging coups, it'll be done to that template. I mean, Italian television. Could you imagine how ridiculous that must have been in the 1980s when they were getting the grips of it? Mindless frontier rubbish.
Yeah, and the Prime Minister, he was...
I'm sorry to shout if I seem like that. I never know what the levels are like. I haven't got an headphone, though. Sorry, I'm wrong. The Prime Minister?
Of Italy, he was like an owner of many television stations in Italy, Berlusconi.
Yes, of course. I kind of switched off all TV when he started putting his face all about there. I know it's one thing, but I did watch this live one. I don't know, it was all tits and glitter, wasn't it? You know? It was a kind of Euro corporate. Well, I mean, Great Britain suffered from it. You know, a lot of the popular TV, that had to be that kind of thing. Mr. Bean was a phenomenon here. I never watched it. I saw the poses. It struck me as very Jack Tatty like, but. And he was a big noise, Rowan Atkinson. And, you know, that was what you could officially consider one of the first dumbing downs, I'd imagine. Not to say that it, you know, didn't owe any of its merit to some form of, you know, they were probably very clued up and knew what they were doing. But I couldn't sit and watch him there when he can laughter on. People
it was
did.
Kind of funny though. I remember we had Mr. Bean in Norway too, and he was kind of funny. But as you say, even in those kind of television shows, they do have an agenda behind it. So it's probably also interesting to see what they pushed through that kind of shows that was very popular.
It's all part of the I don't know. It's not the Matrix. It's the second Matrix, as they're calling it now, aren't they? It didn't work, so the second one, yeah, endlessly quotable films, but, you know, you end up getting all philosophical about these things. I'd rather take the piss, as they say, nowadays, because otherwise, oh, that was the start of the show, wasn't it? You know?
You live in the UK, yeah? So how do you see what happened with the Brexit then? Do you?
Well, look, this is all I have to say. I'm the ideal demographic for this kind of hangout, you know? I stopped taking any fucking notice 25 years ago. You know, I didn't put things on hold, but I thought this is all a bit too much, you know? Because we used to get our kind of conspiratorial stuff in nutty magazines, believe it or not, you know. Penthouse and great writers talking about all this stuff. JFK, that's where you got it. Possibly cracking one off on the toilet at work, depending on your employer. But I resisted things like that for some reason. I thought, no. They planted that there, so I'm going to crack one off in the fucking... And I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to... Oh, that's an interesting article. But you know...
But you're kind of right, though.
Can I read this? I don't want to look at the nuddies. Go on, bud. Sorry.
Yeah, so even if we are, you know, being very skeptical of the press and the events they create for us, we are still attached to them. So it's like we are still... in the playbook for the people that write these scenarios. They also write these scenarios for us, you know? So it's like, we are playing by the book somehow.
Yes, and, you know, there's no point turning up at a dance. It's an image that I, you know, once stuck in my mind. There's no point turning up at a dance. Well, there's a lot of people in a ballroom, all dancing round, 200, 300, 400, 500 people, and they've all got a number on the back, haven't they? And they're all dancing round. Don't matter where they can dance or where they can't dance, or it doesn't matter. They're just there, and they just drop out one by one. And yeah, I had a number, and I tried to just leave the dance, you know. The dance carries on without me. But
yeah.
Do I miss it? Nah, not really. Do, like Rolo was saying, he wants to... I mean, that is a bit naughty, Rolo, if you don't mind me saying so. He's still there. He's revoked talk power. And so it's just me and him. But he was saying a little kid was playing with his dog at the baseball. And he says, I don't want to listen to you. He did that la, la, la thing. He does that with us sometimes. Have you noticed? Yeah, I thought that was a bit of an horrible image. There he is in the bleachers.
Hey, hey guys.
In row 6 and 5, and the little kid's going, can I play with your dog? And he's going, you're on Pokemon. He's going, yeah, but Pokemon's never so good because this happens that. He's going, I don't want to listen, la, 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 la. I want to concentrate on the baseball. Sorry, I was only having a go. Only picking on you again. The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini with Boris Karloff. Have you seen that one, Rana?
I'm gonna go and have a sniff. Here we go.
How you getting on with that vodka? How you getting on with that vodka?
Have a listen to this.
Oh, that's my voice playing back to me. Oh, that's my voice playing back to me.
You get on out of that, man. Destrezza energica. Complimenti vivissimi.
I've heard this.
Ha una forza dentro.
I've heard
this. Si esprime bene in questa sua...
No, it's not working.
Complimenti, siete così bravi che mi viene voglia di invitarvi al Bunga Bunga. Complimenti e grazie. Sì, sì, sei abbastanza carino. Potresti andare.
È un grande sogno che vive in noi. Siamo la gente della libertà. Presidente, siamo con te, meno male che Silvio c'è.
E continuano a dire Berlusconi a casa, creandomi un certo disagio, perché disponendo di 20 case non saprei in quale andare.
E cosa mi consiglia? Io ho guardato che era così carina e ho detto cerca di un fidanzato ricco. No, ma... No, no. Non è un consiglio così fuori dalla realtà, è il suggerimento che io do a voi, ai ragazzi, è un po' anche i ragazzi possono farlo, naturalmente, anche i ragazzi, invece del fidanzato capite bene che si tratta di una fidanzata, non equivochiamo, no, perché qua dice,
invece secondo me...
titolo su Repubblica, Berlusconi è diventato gay.
This guy's personality, what? He's short. He's funny though. All right, that's enough of that.
Comunque vi devo portare tanti saluti da un signore che si chiama, aspetta, era uno abbronzato, Barack Obama.
This telescope is absolutely awesome. How does he get away with this? All right.
Grazie ancora per la visita. Lo saluto come si saluta un santo, perché bisogno del Papa in questo momento è certamente in una situazione di assoluta grazia, e lo lascio a voi, augurando a tutti voi buon soggiorno in Italia. Più venite in Italia, più ci fa piacere, naturalmente.
Oh, dear. Man, is he a clown or what? Oh man, I've never seen this before. Oh, there we go. Berlusconi in all his glory. Berlusconi. Oh, what do you reckon, Unreal? What do you think of the man?
Well, it's like like America having actors as presidents. You know, in Italy, they've had a TV and businessman director, so, or president. So it's like that just shows the fakeness of the whole political game, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. It's just it reminds me of George W. His clownish activities there, but oh my goodness, the man's got obviously charisma and I don't know kahunas to do what he was doing there with the Queen and whatnot. Yeah, that's interesting.
I think it's kind of like a fact that how a politician looks is giving more or less votes and stuff like that too. So like that's why you have so many younger politicians.
Mussolini was a good dresser, wasn't he?
Go again.
Too. Yeah. So how a politician looks is actually important for how he's gonna be able to convince his voters and stuff. So I guess Berlusconi has a real personality that kind of can sway people.
Yeah, Taipei, do you know much about the guy?
No, were you watching your video clip there? Will that be posted
yeah, sure.
in the threaded chat? No, I didn't see the clip. No. I thought it was The Godfather to begin with. But I remarked upon that while so, but your technicals were going on, I suppose. Not sure.
Yeah,
no,
I can hear a bit of hum.
I think I've seen
right.
him
Keep
on
going.
The front of the, not the Evening Mail. I think I've seen him on the paper. In, you know, striking name, Berlusconi. I don't know what that means. Nice scone. I don't know. You know, scone being a cake. Not a very nice cake. Plain flour. Plenty of bacon.
They're called scones, typo, not scones.
Oh, no.
Scones.
You know one of my favourite Australian dishes, Rolo? Have you heard of orange cake made with semolina? You can't hear.
Say it again.
We've
what
got
was
only
it?
Egg here.
Isn't What's
that,
the dish?
Hey? Orange cake made with semolina. Booze. It's one of those outback ones. You can make it in between two plates. And if you ain't got any water, you can possibly piss in it if you've had a proper drink the night before. Not the first one, the second one. You can rehydrate the
And we've got Unreal here. Who likes frogs, legs and snails? Don't you, Unreal?
Of course, I
Or is that just a stereotype?
Well,
I don't like the
caramel
garden
but,
ones.
If you've eaten it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, mate. Of course I would. I'd eat the ones in my garden. I don't put down slug pellets, which means I lose a half of my strawberries as well. But, you know, only thing that happens to me is that many slugs, because there are no hedgehogs anymore, because everybody's putting down block paving, which looks quite nice on Google, but doesn't do anybody at the wildlife too many favours. But that's been organised by well-wishers round this way. Yeah, so there's no hedgehogs, because there used to be one. We got foxes, a lot of foxes round there. Nice foxes, not because they've always had enough room to stay out of the place, but they are urban. Very much so, but they're all right. Not too many badgers in there. Yeah. So these slugs get trodden on by the postman, by people. And it's like it's like New Street Station round there. I've lived through three train stations in this city, for no particular reason. We should have kept the old one. It'd have been lovely now. Proper nice, but they got rid of it, didn't they? As we said the other week, below, they pay paradise and put up a parking lot, but that's not a cue for a shop.
Pay paradise,
So, of course, I'd eat my snails and my slugs. Catacoles, they call them in Spain, don't they? I didn't understand the word the Italian guy was saying, but I'm sure, you speak Italian as well, Unreal, yes? Oh, no?
No, I don't.
No, okay. Simon Shack speaks Italian. He speaks Norwegian. You speak Norwegian as well, something like that.
Yeah.
And there's me and him, and we're bastardising the Queen's English, a pair of us, aren't we, Roller? But, I'd eat my snails in the front garden, of course I would. But I don't put down slug pellets. So what happens is you tread on all the slugs, put a bit of salt, I discourage the buggers. I've tried that cursing, but it don't happen. I suppose the rats would eat them, but we're keeping the rats away with the cats. You know, it's a little bit like the old lady who swallowed a spider. Is that how it goes? Is that a pretty universal one? The old lady that swallowed a fly. It wriggled and jiggled.
Are you telling the story?
Are you aware with that nursery rhyme? Anybody? It might not be. It might just be Merlines, isn't it?
Hey,
have you ever heard this?
Hey, roll off. Play this song. Oh, man. Roll, play this song. It's actually a song. What's Rollo doing? He's killing me.
Gotta be fast with Rollo.
The international flavor. Yeah, it's your song, Rollo. I know the kid.
Roland.
That's the one. There's that noise. Wake up!
Rollo.
What time is it?
Actually, it's a song.
It's not even a Masonic number yet, Rollo.
Song. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know what he's talking about.
Right.
It's a song.
I don't want it as a song. I'm just saying, was it ever a kind of nursery rhyme? Is that an international one? See,
well, it is in the Anglo world.
You know it in French, and it goes,
someone made it into a song.
There was an old lady that swallowed this fly. Germans might know it. All people all over the world might know that song.
All people who speak English.
Well, I don't know. I wondered if anybody could translate
it,
because you can't trust that Google, can you? Might translate it and
Rollo will cue it up, Typo.
Okay, though.
Typo, you gotta buy a headset.
Hello?
Please.
That Mr.
Buy a headset.
I haven't heard that since the day I heard it. And listening to it now, not even through Fakeology's eyes, but even just being a little bit older, a little bit wiser, it's alright now. I'm glad I didn't have to hear it every day of the week, though. But I liked it today.
You know that lead singer for the lead singer for Six is a Canadian, and he's now been doing it longer than the original lead singer for Styx.
Does he want a tribute band over this side? Because nobody knows what he looks like, you know. We could have a Styx tribute band. Does he tour? Tom Dalbrook could carry him off, couldn't I?
No, Styx tour.
Not the
band is still together.
Just put an extra X on it.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but they have a new lead singer, Dennis I can't remember his name. Dennis DeYoung hasn't been doing it for a long time, and Larry Gowan, who is a pretty good musician in his own right, is the lead singer now, and has been doing it for longer than Dennis DeYoung. There's a little Styx trivia.
They're going to try and inject a bit of into the old body of work. I've got to say, as I'm not familiar with it, but I do remember that tune, because my mate used to do a crazy dance to it. It was a bit crap.
He's been touring for years.
Yeah,
still touring. I don't know. Look them up.
The tribute bands are now a phenomenon somehow.
They're not a tribute band. It's the band. That's what I keep saying. Not the tribute band. It's the band.
Have they got any tribute bands? Is there anybody doing Styx's body of work under in the past, this would be one for Delcroix almost. Sorry. But it would be.
What was the tune you wanted me to cue up?
There was an old lady who swallowed a fly.
Okay. Keep going.
I'm not a medical person, but it might help. See if they've got it in any other language, perhaps.
I don't want any other language.
Universal in that way. I'm buggering everything up in our roller.
Maybe.
Sorry, bud.
Maybe.
No, just, you know, because we all grew up with fairy tales. Yeah, fairy tales. And nursery rhymes.
Yeah, fairy tales. Yes,
You're dealing with those. But the nursery rhymes.
Grimm's fairy tales, Aesop's fables.
I didn't need to know this little piggy goes to market, this little piggy goes to, or whatever, you know, your five toes. But it's handy to know that you got five toes. And I assume that, you know, it's the same thing in French. It's universal, I should imagine, nursery rhymes, don't I? And all I was saying was unreal, as somebody who speaks five... See, I only speak three languages. One is English, one is Yiddish a little bit, and the other is complete rubbish. So...
Rubbish, yeah, very good.
Yeah, that's it. Well, it's an old joke.
We all speak that language.
I don't speak that much Yiddish. Get on with it, you boy chick, eh? Sorry, Runreal.
We all speak rubbish. That's a language we have in common.
What did he call it? Philip K. Dick, what did he call it? Gobbage, yeah, gobbage. That'll do. But I'm just wondering, there's got to be a gobbage translation. There's a lot of Klingon translation there. You know, works of art. Is Shakespeare done in Klingon? Possibly not. You'd think there'd be the odd roving band of troubadours doing, there you go, at Comic-Cons or whatever. I've never been to one of them, but they're a phenomenon, ain't they? We should have been ahead of the curve on that one. I sold all my mate's comics because he gave them me when he got brain tumour 26. I heard that, well, he went deep undercover and we've never seen him since, but I tend to think he died because he didn't
what
look
are you talking
that
about?
What are you talking about? What was his name? He used to wear a bowler hat and he was ever a nice kid. And he was once again one of my friends that have an adjective to describe him. Happy Harold, let's call him that. He wasn't Harold, was he? I can see his face, can't remember his name. But he left, rather than leave his brother, who he didn't like, whose name I can't quite remember. Ooh. Anyway, yeah, and he died. And he was 28, 29. I was 19, and he left them to me because I used to look after me records. I had them in, until I lost my mind and started throwing them in the corner. And I didn't lose my mind. I just thought, I can't keep putting these back in sleeves. And I'd heard about the CD, so... I missed the CD. I never bothered. I liked, what was it called? Mini-disc. That mini-disc system. I quite like that. But I don't know whether there was anybody there. Rollo was queuing up the tunes, gathering the data. But I was just pointing out, though, that after Tom, yourself, and I don't know what time it was, but it broke on your show, as it were. I don't know how long PK and the other kid, but you put the link into the chat. I thought, go on, I'll see if my flash player's up to it. Cleaned up a few things. I keep getting an obsolete software key called Overwolf. I think that's something to do with TeamSpeak. I don't know.
That doesn't do anything.
No, it says it's obsolete. I keep removing it, but it's a registry hack.
Even a headphone is enough to get rid of the echo.
Have I got a terrible echo?
Oh, yeah, you do. And you've got a delay. You've got an echo and a delay.
Clear
the good thing, though, is like I can hear what you say ab twice, so I get it.
I know.
Oh, that must be annoying.
It is. I say everything twice.
Are you want another echo? Here we go. Here's another echo.
George Bush says everything three times to propel the propaganda.
More of it. We want more propaganda. We want more propaganda.
How about the old lady that, what is it? The English, what is it? There was an old woman who swallowed a fly. I don't know why we want this, but here we go.
Fakeologist.com.
Come on.
This is a good version. Who's this doing this?
Alright, that's enough of that.
I want the Burl Ives version either.
Oh, Burl Ives.
Alright.
Oh, yeah, Burl Ives. I love that. I love his voice. Burl Ives is great.
In the big rock candy mountain with peppermint.
That's right.
How's it go? There's got to be
I was thinking
that
same song.
French family. You've got relations in Paris and French yourself.
Yes. You I'm know. Not French.
What was the Burl Ives tune that?
Rock Candy Mountain.
Rock Candy Mountain.
Yeah, he had a great voice, Burl Ives.
Well, there may be lots of people that don't know him. Bit of a faker. Looked like Colonel Tom Saunders, the Kentucky Fried Chicken kid.
I think he looked like Colonel. Yeah, the KFC guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Colonel I know Sanders. This is management. Well, if I'm buggering this up with an echo, I feel terrible about it.
Too late.
Oh, you're running. Don't worry about it. Here we go. More echo.
Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. On a summer's day in the month of May, a burly bum come hiking down a shady lane near the sugar cane. He was looking for his liking. As he strolled along, he sung a song of a land of milk and honey, where a bum can stay for many a day, and he won't need any money. Oh, 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 oh. The buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, the cops have wooden legs, the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, the barns are full of hay. I want to go where there ain't no snow, where the sleet don't fall and the wind don't blow, in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, the buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain. Oh, ho, 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 ho. The buzzing of the bees and the cigarette trees, the soda water fountain, where the lemonade springs and the bluebird sings in that big rock candy mountain.
Fakeologist.com.
I like you to sing buzzing like he does.
Buzzing. Oh, that's good. Thank you, Adam.
There's a bit of psychic joy. Coca-Cola and cigarettes. Hey?
Yeah, what is this cigarette? What is he trying to do?
All the cops have got
7-year-olds to start lighting up.
Yeah, go on, have some soda. We didn't even know what soda was. We call it pop. That's what we call it.
Yeah, we do too.
Sorry, who's we? As somebody pointed out. But... yeah, psychic driving. Goodness knows. That Calypso,
we had something called the pop shop here. You ever have the pop shop over there?
Once upon a time. Yeah, off licenses can be called the pop shop, can't they? But there's also, although it's a bit of an archaic term, you know, it no longer exists in that way, the pawn shop, which is a money lender's, for want of a better word, on goods or items.
Right.
Not too sure. There's about one chain there, but in the past there were lots of independent pop shops. The song Pop Goes the Weasel is a reference to people having to pawn their overcoat just to make ends meet at one stage, you know, in the sense that you ain't going to get paid till Friday. You've had a skin for London Wednesday, spent a bit too much, gone home, perhaps the message has gone, where's the dough? I've got kids' feet to shoe and all that. Carry on. And he goes out, gets himself a good, and he goes and sells his overcoat. Right? Well, he gets his overcoat back. Otherwise, what have you done? Sold it, you know? So people making ends meet. Yeah, pup. But then, after that, I don't know, just thinking about it, because I was thinking about the Beatles, you talking to Tom, the other day, Ab, if you don't mind me saying so. And I thought, oh yeah, I wish, you know, just things, asides, how it could have happened, why it might have happened, was it, you know? And I posted a thing, just footage of people getting pissed up on lager. Well, lager wasn't even in the British Isles. Forget the war graves, get pissed and stand up in the street and listen to the Beatles. And of course. And then it came to me, Calypso. Good golly, Miss Molly. That was huge here. And, you know, it got to the point that people going, ah, oh, bollocks, Calypso, we're new wave, and all that. But that, of a generation, generationally speaking, I have forgotten how much of an influence. Fucking Calypso, Romulo said to me the other week, he says, oh, three records you played. And I think I bought those, as I say, I didn't even know what they were, but I bought something that wasn't bloody Calypso, because that's more or less all you ever heard, and a bit of Mario Lanza, which he was, you know, the first Elvis, if you think about it. And so me waffling on again, yeah, of course. But all I'm saying is, as way of feedback, you don't get no. There's some money about the website, but I kind of agree with it. But I've got the crappiest browser in the world. It still loads more or less as it used to on my smartphone. But, you know, that's a fiddly thing to use. But I can access it as it used to be. The thumbnails to the links are there. Yeah, so I can't compare like with my machine, can I? Because it's not there. But I'm sure with your Chrome browsers, if people are behind their computer and they need them as part of there. Because this, the computer has replaced the radio for me. I used to listen to World Service. In that sense, I was informationally fucking overloaded. Knocked them on the head when they went wall-to-wall woman's hour with issues, you know, I can't listen. And, of course, we realised that even radio was a bit of a letdown. Those DJs in the morning, they could be a bit crafty. It was you pointing out today, I caught that while I was having a shave. Oh, sounds terrible, that, doesn't it? Removing body hair. But I'm only doing round the corner, just to, like, neaten up.
What did I
and
say?
And you're doing it with a pair
what
of
did I point out?
Not a Mac razor. Sorry, bud. Didn't hear it.
What did I point out?
I don't know. It's timed out. I didn't hear that.
No, you said I pointed something out earlier while you're having a shave.
Yeah, before I started to have a shave, you point out. What did you point out there? Because Rolo went off there. Hold on.
Something
Rolo.
About DJs. Follow along.
Now, you didn't point it out. Rolo pointed it out.
Oh.
Top Australian broadcasters were involved in some kind of scandal. I wasn't having a
John
proper
Laws.
Shit when I heard it.
John Laws. Alan Jones.
Yeah, so, you know, we're safe in there. Aren't
John Laws was in a scandal?
Yep.
Keep selling what's it.
What did he do?
I don't know.
It was called Cash for Comment.
Cash for Comment. There
you
go.
Is this new? Is this new?
Did he manage to write that one out?
It was back when he was a star.
I wonder an echo. Hey,
Typo, you gotta, fix your, I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this cause I like it and it's my show, right? And, look.
I'm gonna show back to Roland.
Yeah. And then we can come back and I might close out, but fakeologist.com. Who killed the radio?
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
For your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology.
Well, thank God video didn't kill the radio star on fakeologist.com.
He didn't kill the TeamSpeak star.
I wouldn't have a chance. Yeah. Like, if video killed the radio star, like, I really do have a face for radio, and so do you, Ab, and so do you,
sure.
Typo, and I'm not sure about Unreal, but I've been told that I have about 20 minutes, and then I have to close out, and so I want Unreal to think of a cracking tune to go out with.
You have a deadline.
And I'll make sure. No, I can't talk. You guys can continue on, but I can't talk because my voice is so loud. It's my wife awake.
And it's 10 p.m. there. Is that correct?
That's exactly right.
How many hours of sunlight do you get at this time of year? When does the sun come up? When does it go down?
About six in the morning, and then goes down at about seven at night at the moment.
Seven. Oh, okay. Comes up still pretty early, though. That's interesting. Do you guys do the daylight savings time shift every year, twice a year? Or?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Do, okay.
We shift. It's called spring forward, fall back is the way to remember it.
Yeah, same as spring forward. I thought yours would go the other way.
Yeah.
I thought yours would go the other way. I don't know why. That's another myth.
Oh, hold on. I've got to regrant a typo, sorry. Bastard like that. Typo, you still there, bro?
Now, here's the weather. We're going to go right to Roswell. How's it going? Adrian, wait, somebody. Don't even come here and bother me right now. Well, thanks, Roswell. Can't you get us over with it? Not now, man. I'm on the balcony. I'm trying to score. Back off. Well, what's the weather like? You got a window? Open it.
That was the weather. Hey? Don't trust me. Good God.
I trust you.
All right, what's Christine up? She wants you back to bed. Hey, Rollo? Can you hear me? Can't hear me.
No, I made it quite clear. Shaking. I just said to Ab.
I'll sort my levels out. Yeah,
that,
two things.
I can't.
That I heard. The mustard seals of Saskatchewan. I heard that. Definitely. Hold on, let me stop this. And Masonic grips. And I was. Look, these things happen. As I've tried to point out, even though I ain't trying to shill for the fucking sink dudes. But isn't it odd that, well, of course people are getting into coincidences. Oh, of all the places. You know, a lot of this has been to do with ancestral stuff. A lot of the first online. Are you going to switch me off, Rollo?
No. I'm just saying that I've only got about 10 minutes and then I can't talk anymore.
A lot of people's first contacts with the internet was when they started to do genealogy for some fucking crazy reason, you know? Look, we'll find out whether you're going to New Year. And, you know, there's a lot of it going on. And of course, because people, but, you know, up until then, it was, well, he did and he didn't. Did you ever meet him? Yes, I did. But what was he like? Well, he was a bit like that, but he was a bit pissed. You know, unless you're in what you call close contact, you kept in close contact. So, and the Facebook thing, fuck me. It starts off, Fiverr online, check your genealogy. In other words, enter your details. Please enter your details. And once you have, you're in, ain't ya? So, turns out, nobody left you any money in this fucking world. Nobody, so really you got to stick to your nearest and dearest. And there's a lot of people who ain't got them. Even if they're just separated for a bit, you know, other side of the world. Here I am then in Hanoi. I hope you are well, and I hope everybody's well, and I hope Tinker are okay. All your, now, Facebook, what are you doing? I'm picking my nose, and what are you doing? Me ringing up, Nan? I'm on the cars, you're having a squash. You know, it's a different kind of contact. And I suffer from this all the fucking while. You know? But I don't get involved in that way. So, all I'm saying is,
all right, well, I might have to end out.
We're not doing any live now. What's the matter, mate? Usually up for on a Saturday afternoon.
I'll close out for me, and you guys can continue on.
That seems
a nice song for me to go out with.
What I was going to say is we're not concentrating on the actual events. We're on about the media and everybody's got a take. This could be all right, you know. Unreal's there. New voice the other day, Nick on. Tom's a wise old head. How come nobody in the chat is getting voted. You know, in a way, you could read out that chat. Update us. There's some good updates there. Honestly, Rolo, that's all I'm saying. I'm not being picky. How is Christine, anyway? Is she all right? How's the dog? You know, I don't know. I don't know if anybody runs your dog over. I never said that at all. But, you know, all that running backers and forwards and abusive power, I call it. What am I going to do? I ain't going to do anything horrible. I like to talk about it, son.
Of course you're not.
Poor old Abby's turned up this morning. Oh, I can't even dormy. And as you say, you're
pretty good, isn't it? He's done a good job, even though he has his throat.
I can't hear you, mate. What's happening? Oh, yes,
it's
exactly. All right.
I'm gonna head out.
What? Do you want a tune to play?
I'm gonna head out.
Tom says he don't.
No,
like
I've got one.
Tunes.
I've got one.
He says he ain't gonna listen if you keep playing tunes. I reckon if you play them appropriately. And, you know, I think it'd be a good idea. It'd punctuate certain points. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with
what's
that.
This
now,
what's
echoing,
this one that you put in there?
I don't want to fuck anything up, eh?
I'm so tired of... What's this one?
Oh, what, the tune I asked for. You're going to switch off afterwards. Oh. That's not... You're playing the show backwards again, ain't you? Come on, Roller.
All right.
You're all right,
what?
Anyway.
Come on, what?
Yeah, I never
hold
heard.
Hold on. I've just asked my wife. I just asked my wife then, and she said I can have an extra half an hour. So I want to put
so long as
this
you don't
one
start
on
spreading
for...
fear. So long as you don't start spreading
no,
fear.
No, I'm not.
Well, you
I'm
are,
not
because you worry
spreading fear.
Me that my audio signal's rubbish, and I don't want to do that. That is fucking right irritating, isn't it? Because I can phone in. And then you get all that, but I have got a fan on, which is terrible. And I,
terrible.
We all get the lags. And I, absolutely says
what
it chewed your voice up. The internet just chews you up when you're on about the sonic handshake.
I'll miss.
No, I won't.
Here we go. I wonder if Ab will remember this. Thank God, it's .com.
What, your keys?
Come on. Oh, come on.
Everybody remembers that. DJ, that's just what you got. Go and go get him.
Very nice. Thank you.
I'm going to check. Nice. Yeah, thank you, Ab. And I'm going to check out.
Rush,
I'll just invoke Payback and Talk Power. I'm going to leave you guys. Thank you for having me on Radio Rollo 7, Ab.
I'm good. that was a nice one.
Thank you, mate. Okay, over and out. I'll see you next week, my friend. Hopefully your voice is better.
All right. Yeah, thank you. I'm good. Okay. I'll sign
you
out
guys
too.
And Rollo, thank you for putting up your show every week. It's great.
Yeah, thank you, Rollo.
Thank you, Unreal. Thank you. See you guys.
Radio Rollo is finest, I'd say.
There goes Rollo and Unreal. Any closing thoughts? Unreal's done.
Well,
and so is Typo.
Well, more or less over and out then, Ab. I hope your throat gets a bit better.
Thank you. I hope so. It's
a lot
just a chest cold, I think.
Involved. But I don't.
Yes.
We can't spin the records. I'll have to listen back because a lot of that trying to get online and listening and then not listening.
Yeah.
I
well, hopefully you can get a good microphone.
Bit. Sorry, bud.
Get a good headset if you can. Try and get a good headset. The headset. You have a computer? Get a headset. Yeah.
I will do. I'll get myself an headset.
All right
then. Over and out, Ab.
Over and out.
Good night.
Care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Mate, it's early morning there.
Yeah, good day. Okay, good day.
I've got to hang up now. What time is it, anyone?
All right. It's time to get a clock. 8:20 a.m. here.
Get yourself a watch. That's what Cockneys say to people. Get yourself a bloody watch.
All right. A bloody watch. All right, over and out.
All right, I'm trying to do it. I'm there now. I've got the button. Disconnect from current. Disconnect from all. Ta-da.
Hi, this is Rochello, and you're not listening to me. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.